Okay, Erico 404, what's your question, sir? Erico 404. All right, we're hanging up on you. Erico 718, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hello?
Yes, sir, how can we help you?
On the show. I had a question. So I wanted to know, why does no girl in my grade like me and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
Caller, listen to what you're saying, man. Listen to what you're saying.
Not one.
Why should a girl like you? Tell us why a girl should be interested in you. Goddamn, you gonna make me get some fruit snacks, goddamn Ty. You're hungry. So why should a girl be interested in you, brother?
Because I'm a good person. I don't cheat. Nah. You know what I'm saying?
First thing you said was
You said Come on, man. You got to say it, man. You sabotage yourself. You're not a good person. Because if you're a good person, I'm a good person.
Nah, you're right. Good people don't say that good, but...
Where's the villain at? Where's the guy that conquers himself? Where's the guy that conquers what he wants? Where's the villain?
Right. Why would she like you for being good? Who told you that? That's what you're supposed to be. It's what you were raised to be and taught to be. You're a good father. You're good at being told what to do. She's already doing that herself. Why should she like herself?
So you're saying why should she like me? Because, what you say again?
Because, right.
I mean, if you're a copy of her, why should she like you? Why would she like herself? She already doesn't even like herself, probably.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Okay, so
I was curious, though, because, I'm just curious, because, I talked to girls in my class, but, none of them,
sir, you're talking to them because you're just talking to them. You're not talking to them to lead them anywhere. What is the point of talking to a girl if you're not leading her anywhere? If you're just talking to her, you're talking to her because you're afraid, either afraid of women or afraid of rejection.
Well, anytime I try to make it go to the next step, I don't feel the same energy.
What do you mean, fucking energy? No, it's not. Listen, brother.
Well, what's the next step?
Yeah, exactly. What is the next step? You ask her out?
Yeah,
okay.
Ask her to fuck me, you know what I'm saying?
You ask her what?
No, fuck with me, not that's...
All right, wait. Carla, how old are you? How old are you?
I'm 18.
All right, so let's ask you a question. Are you out of high school?
No, I'm in my senior year.
Okay, you're in your senior year. You want to know why girls in your senior year mess with college boys?
Why?
Because motherfuckers like you make them feel like they're on a hip-hop video. What the fuck do you mean you want to fuck with me? What the fuck? What does that even fucking mean? Do you want to fuck with me? Is that's your best you got? That's why they don't fuck with you. Because you're weird and fucking creepy. You're a grown-ass man. You're 18 years old. Can't you articulate shit versus try to act like you from the streets? You want to fuck with me? Exactly. You think of what? Are you serious? Do you want to fuck with me? Come on, dude. You're 18 years old, man. I understand if you're a freshman in school or some shit. I'll let that slide. You're a grown goddamn man. Women want men that can articulate shit. Do you want to fuck with me, man? Okay, man. We're going to, we got other callers, man. Well, good luck to you, man. I don't want to keep yelling at you. I don't want to knock your self-esteem and shit. 909, you're up, man. What's up?
What's going on, Steve? What's going on, Ty?
Welcome back in. What's going on, my dear?
Steve, I wanted to ask you I think it was the first message. With the first message, I know you said you tell the woman how y'all met up. Like if you saw her in the grocery store,
What's your question?
Okay, I guess what would you say is the most appropriate wording for what I'm for what I just went through at the gas station right now.
Yeah,
I got this and gave this girl my Instagram. Say that again.
Appropriate for who? To who?
Coming from me.
Wait. Stop.
Are you trying to be appropriate or sexy?
Why the fuck are you giving Instagram? Are you a woman? Are you a fucking soft woman? Why the fuck are you weak? Wait. How old are you, 909? How old are you?
I'm
Please
23.
Tell me you're in high school. Okay. How the fuck is a 23-year-old goddamn man acting like he's in fucking high school asking for an Instagram?
Steve,
doing?
I didn't ask. I didn't
you
ask
gave
for
him your Instagram.
I was going to give her my number.
Then why did you give her your number? What the fuck is this Instagram kitty shit?
She said, can we just do it? Or she said, yeah, can we just go over Instagram?
And
I said, okay, that's fine.
No. You should have said, no. Okay, so now she's like, dude, just leave her alone. You ain't ready. She's already running your fucking ass.
So you listen to what she told you to do.
Listen to what she told you to do and you buckle.
Well, okay.
Sure,
I'll admit,
man.
I was.
You
Steve,
admit
I was
you
that
are.
Because, Steve, I was thinking because it was it wasn't over social media. Yeah, I was seeing her face to face, but it wasn't.
Brother,
I was thinking like the date naps. Like the date naps, you move over to WhatsApp.
You're a grown fucking man. You're not in high school. Here's my number. You fucking call me. You stand on that shit. Defend that shit. Express that shit. But if she's saying let's switch on Instagram, fuck you. I'm going. You either take my number or you take your ass on. Why the fuck do you guys are so fucking weak? Why are you so weak, man?
Okay. So then, yeah, just leave her alone.
Come on, dog. You can't. Dog, here's the thing. Here's the problem.
You know what you're doing when you don't? You're settling. You're taking whatever she can give you.
No, she don't. Women
then
don't
follow
want
her.
That. Women don't want to settle for that shit, dog. She just put you on a test you failed.
Damn.
What part of standing on your square don't you guys overstand? I would never let a woman dictate to you what the fuck you do. Are you king? Who tells the king to do only than the king? Why are you letting a
only
woman
king.
Tell you how to do shit? Exactly.
All right. I see my mistake now.
No, it's not your mistake. It's your choice. Stop saying mistake,
right.
Man. You make choices. You should know better. If she's saying give me your Instagram, no. I'll give you my Instagram after we go on our date, or I'll give you my Instagram while we're laying in bed. I'll be happy to give you my Instagram then. You can have my Snapchat. You can have my Twitter and my Facebook account after we get done fucking. You can have all that shit.
Yo.
Okay. So, yeah, if the woman, if I'm trying to give her my number and she denies or she wants to do social media and said, just walk away.
No, you Goodbye. Offer. Yeah, no, you know, no, no, this, no. Just take my number. That's all you get. You get my number. That's all you get. And if you don't want that, see ya. They're not special.
Okay.
Why do you guys make them so powerful? Where they just walk all over you, man. And anything you say right now is gonna come off
right.
weak. Go, you got it, Chief.
Here's why it's gonna come off weak. Because off an initial reaction, first response,
yeah.
she already is getting you to compromise for her.
She's got the high ground. She's got the
oh,
high
no, no,
ground.
Oh, no. I don't take numbers. I mean, excuse me. I don't take Instagrams. So she doesn't give out a number and you don't take Instagrams. Well, guess we'll just see each other because we stand on what we are.
Yeah, we had an impasse. We bumping heads. Bye. 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 You see that shit?
All right.
And Ghostmaker, there's no such thing as masculine frame, Ghostmaker. I'm glad you deleted that, but I caught that shit. Masculine frame. Do not. This is a fucking frame, young man. This is a fucking frame. Do not say any goofy-ass shit in this thing again or I'm getting rid of you. Masculine frame. Motherfucker, stop that stupid shit. I'm sorry, caller. So, yeah, man, just look, man. If you want to get your balls up, You tell her, here's my number. You tell her to call you right now. You DM her and say, call me. And this is the last message you're going to get from me. You call me. And if she gives you anything other than yes, say, take care and roll the fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Steve, I really appreciate that shit, honestly, because I was not even expecting that shit.
I know, but this is what I appreciate you guys, but y'all frustrate me so much when I keep telling you. See Ty and I, what we stand about,
now,
what
listen,
we believe in.
Oh God.
Come on, man.
I literally did that. I did that vlog with that girl, and I came up to her, and she's like, "Well, no, I don't give out my number." So I take Instagram. I'm like, I don't even use Instagram for that. Like, I don't use it for that. I use my shit for business.
Yeah.
And she's like, such and such. And she was like, no, take Instagram. I'm like, I'm going to do the same thing on Instagram.
I saw you talking to that older woman, too, Ty. I saw you talking to that older woman, though. Ty was my dad. That's my boy, dog. All right, fine.
No, I'm going to do the same thing on Instagram, so it ain't even no point.
Yeah. So, yeah, you got to follow my lead. Remember, it's my lead, my way. You have no wiggle room in this shit. Now, after we get done fucking, you can have a little wiggle room. Like I said, we can watch the Wii Channel, Lifetime. You get my Instagrams and all that shit, man. We can just talk about other guys and your aspirations for falling in love. But that's after we get done fucking. But before then, I don't want to hear that shit. So, all right, we'll throw you back in 909. Let's grab the next caller, Erico 404. Then 770-404. What's up, brother?
Hello. Hello?
Yes, sir. How can we help you? Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so my name is Z. I was wondering, I was talking to this girl that's more into, like, astrology. And so...
Why?
She pretty much wrote, like, a whole, like, paragraph
sir,
of, like...
Why were you talking to her about astrology?
You said what?
Why were you talking to her about astrology?
No, she was bringing up that she, you know, into, like, astrology and stuff. I was like, okay,
hey,
cool.
You know what kind of astrology I'm into? Your face in the pillow, your ass in the air astrology. So why are we not talking about the astrology of her sign and my sign or the perfect sign to get together on Friday at 2 o'clock, 7 o'clock, or 10 o'clock? Where's that astrology reading at, brother?
Okay, so we definitely went on a date.
The perfect sign again.
We met up.
I know, Steve, you killing that shit,
man. So what's your question, though? What's going on, man? Yeah, what's your question?
Yeah, so pretty much my question is, after the date, like, she started, like, showing, like, less interest, like, in the texting, so I kind of, like, felt that shit. So I confronted her. You said what?
What? Okay, tell us about how the date ended.
Okay, so I live in Atlanta, so we went to this little park, like, downtown. We went to the park. I told her I'm into, like, animals and shit, so what I do, I go to the park, I start, like, feeding, like, the little ducks, like, bring bread, like, it's, like, my, it's my high, you feel me? Like, other people eat, you know, all drink. I go out and go to the park, and I just relax. So that's how I live my life, you feel me? And so she wanted to come and enjoy that. It was going on pretty good.
How did the date end, sir? I didn't ask you the date. How did the fucking date end?
Oh,
astrology.
I'll keep rambling. So... the date went pretty good. We got something to eat.
That you call. This is something that G said. Never mind. No, we listen to you, dog. G, I love you, dog. That was good to see.
Astrology, dog.
There you go, G. All right, dog. Good. So how did the date end, brother? What'd you do at the end? What'd you do, dog?
Pretty much what I did was he pretty much just took me home, actually. Like, we just got
okay. You left the park and you were walking towards your car. What happened?
Honestly, nothing really. Honestly.
Okay. You were walking towards
you didn't make anything happen?
Right. Tell us what happened. What did you say? What did you do? Oh my God, are you serious? Okay, you know what? She was right. No, you're right. You're right. No. You can't break it.
I tried to like escalate it. We was at the restaurant.
Wait, what the fuck is escalate, dog? Are you? How old are you, man? How old are you? How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 20.
Why are you listening to all that PUA shit? Why do you listen to that PUA shit? Huh?
I'm not understanding what that means.
Why do you listen to that bullshit? You the escalating? That's a PUA word.
PUA the fuck word. I never heard that before.
Man, look
lie.
Here, dude. Anyway, listen, dude. You got to stick. Dude, listen. Just charge it, dog. You just ain't the guy, man. Nobody wants
to the game.
Charge that shit to the game, dog. You just ain't ready for this shit. Okay? You just ain't ready. I can tell what you weigh. Let me watch this. Watch this. When you were sitting at the park, what were y'all talking about?
Man, what were we even talking about?
My whole point. So if you don't remember what the fuck you were talking about, she doesn't remember you. So she's doing the right thing.
My whole point.
My whole point. So there you go. No. So you can tell. You see why women don't want to fuck with you. Because you can't even remember what the fuck you're talking about. So she did the right thing. It was the right date. The date went perfect. Okay?
For sure.
All right. Good luck with you, brother. All right. Area code 770-561-615.
P-Way, pickup artist.
I know
pick
all that pickup bullshit. 770, what's your question,
artist.
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's your question, sir?
Hello?
How can we help you? Yes, how can we help you, sir?
Can you hear me?
Yes, for the third time, how can we help you, sir?
What's up? And I just need to ask, how can you make conversations with anybody interesting, like how Ty said, with the professor analogy?
With who? Your professor?
No, Ty earlier made a
Are you talking about you with a girl? Professor. Right, no, wait, who are you talking about? A girl? You want to be interesting to a girl?
I just want to come off as interesting just in general because I love talking to people.
But then you're lying because you don't know how to talk to people, because then if you could, you would be saying interesting things. Why are you lying?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not assured of myself if I'm interesting. If that,
that's
does that
why
make sense?
People don't want to, that's probably why you're not interesting all in, wrapped in one. Because the analogy, the professor analogy was mentioning the guy using and showing his lack of reassurance or assurance of himself and his confidence.
Yes.
And his clear, deliberate speech, his clear, concise, and effectiveness as a speaker. And how some people would write him off because of that. That wasn't about being interesting, but it's about people saying, I don't want to listen to this guy. People cannot listen to you not just because you're not interesting, but for more reasons than one.
Mm. So it's not like about not even a specific topic, but
all right. Well, give us a situation that you felt that you had to show people that you're interesting. Give us an example of something happened, sir.
So we were randomly, I was just in a class. We have like a summer class or whatever, and we were talking about movies.
All right, catch this. I'll tell you right now. We'll catch this right now. So you said we were randomly, it was just like in a summer. Well, I was in a summer class, and on this day, it was a random day, you know, because I go there, I choose to be in class for X, Y, and Z reasons. And I was sitting next to this person. And then when we were talking while I was sitting next to him, you see how clear and to the point that this is? Not, well, randomly, we were randomly in a class. And because it doesn't matter that it was random or that you were in a class. What matters is what happened, right?
Mm. I got it, yeah.
All right, so retell it from the top. But you can even give the intro. You can make the intro sound good. Well, you know, I was taking summer classes, and I was sitting next to, like, you know what I'm saying, just getting to that, the bread and the butter of it.
Be more descriptive.
Just say it how you want to say it now. Let's see.
All right. So I went to summer school so the day don't matter.
Dog.
Went to summer school
and
what?
And what?
and we sat at the lunch table. I was sitting
with... Why are you talking like a typewriter?
I know. Can you just talk, dude? Come on. Speak the fuck up. Come on. You was at the lunch table and what? What happened?
We were sitting around like five people, one girl, whatever,
people?
Right?
Wait. Was it a pretty girl that you wanted to get with?
No, she is too young.
Okay, so then, okay, you're too young. She's too young. Interesting. Even though she's in high school? Okay. Well.
Yeah, with somebody that's too young.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay, so
Are you one of the summer school camp administrators or something?
What I don't understand is if she was too young,
if she
was too young, why are you even in a circle with young people that you don't want to be around?
Why am I in the circle? No, I want to be around them.
Okay, then what do you want to... Okay, what was...
Why do you want to be... Yo, choose your next words carefully.
Because he's going to tell me to let you go.
I wasn't saying that I didn't want to be around them.
What did you want to talk about? What was the discussion?
It was... We were playing a game of category. It was called Category. And we were talking about movies.
Okay. What about the movies?
And then when I started talking, I was being more self-conscious of the way I was talking. Like, I thought I wasn't interested.
What movie were you talking about? What movie?
Cars.
Motherfucker, you weren't talking about no cars. What movie?
Disney Channel Cars.
You were talking about Disney Channel Cars? This is about Disney Channel?
Yes, because it was just... Ain't no way they just left. W movie though. Yo, come back. Hey.
Caller?
Yes, sir.
Hold your hand up in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Ball or fist?
You want me to punch myself?
No. I want you to punch yourself. I want you to raise your index finger and go toward your phone and fucking hang up on us. Hang up. Man, come on, man. All right. I had to walk away, Ty. I had to walk away. Let's get to 615. I tried, man, to be the shepherd. All right, so 615, how can we help you?
Hey, everybody. What it do? What it do, Steve? What it do, Steve?
What's your question, brother? How can we help you, brother? What's up?
Yeah, I was wondering. I was trying to figure out how can I, you know, spice up my little relationship. You know what I'm saying? We're not really a relationship with the girl I just started talking to. She cool, man. She's straight. You know, I just want to make sure I don't fuck it up.
Are y'all dating or are you talking to her?
Nah, we just dating.
Okay. Have you kissed her or anything?
Yeah, I dibbled on her a little bit.
Oh, you have kissed her? All right. Do you want to call and put a little flavor in her ear?
Oh man!
You asked the question. I mean, you want? I got you. I'll tell you what to say to her. You want to say some flavor? If I give you a flavor, you got to do it right now.
I love that, sister. I knew I was gonna get some good game for you, man.
All right, no doubt. So, are you free Friday or Saturday?
I'm gonna grab my snack.
Get your snacks, motherfucker. Are you free Friday or Saturday?
Get the snacks. Hello, you.
Are you free Friday or Saturday?
Damn, I'm not free to like Sunday.
All right, no, you're free. It's just that you choose. Wait, are you busy?
What are you? I'm out of town right now.
Oh, you out of town right now? Okay, peek this. Just let her know. Just call her right now and say, hey, what's up? Hey, right, get a pen down. Type this shit up. Real quick. You near a computer to type it or write it? Just real quick.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
All right, just let her know. Say, what's up, sexy? Just say, what's up, sexy? And you'll call her after this shit and say this shit. Just say, what's up, sexy? Let her know. Say, even though I'm out of town right now, I'm thinking about the last time we kissed.
Yeah,
about the last time we kissed, and I'm looking for a rematch. Sunday night or Sunday? When Sunday? When on Sunday? Wherever you pick Sunday to come. I'm looking for a rematch. I want you to come over to my place and we spend some time together.
Okay.
All right. Now listen, if she give you any attitude, say no. I'm not sure. Say, all right. Look, you're wasting my time. Look, you got a little cut off. Because if you saying all the smooth shit, she like no. Then you might. You might be a bad kisser. So go ahead and call her right now and let her know. Let's hear it. Call her right now and let her know what's up. You want a rematch. You're thinking about her lips, and you want a rematch on Sunday.
Well, you smooth with warm butter, Steve.
I'm
pretty sure she's going to let me come over, though. I'm sure she ain't tripping.
I don't give a fuck. Call her and you tell her what to do. Remember the rule of, you know, what's the rule of Jill Scott? What's the rule of Jill Scott? You know what the rule of Jill Scott is?
The singer.
Yeah. Do you know what the rule is?
Uh-uh.
Listen.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, mm-hmm. then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
So you're about to tell her what to do. Right?
Okay.
So click over and tell her what to do. Go ahead, click over and tell her what to do. 803-404, we got y'all next. Go ahead, click over and tell her what to do. We'll be quiet. You got 20 seconds. Go ahead. Really relax. We'll be quiet. Go ahead. Breathe. Go. 20 seconds. Go. 20. Mm-hmm. 18. 17.
97 is not available. The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
It's okay. Hang on. It's all right. Well, if the mailbox is full, when you get in touch with her again, we give you credit. You did it. It's okay.
You got my account. Okay. She got the little work thing on her phone. Her phone goes to.
But just, check. Hey, just call me. Just say, hey, call me sexy. Just say, call me sexy. All right? And matter of fact, tell her to send you a photo, and then you can add the photo and say, see, that's why I'm thinking about you right there, those lips. And then even though I'm out of town, da-da-da-da, okay? All
right? Right.
Okay?
Okay.
You make sure you listen to the show. Yeah, make sure you listen to the show. Yeah, Ty's going to be on for another hour, but we get off because we got to still talk about this a little bit. So when Ty go, we'll discuss a little bit more and shit, but just go and do that now, all right? Go ahead and message her, okay?
All right, see you later.
All right, respect. Let's bring in 803. You're up, sir, then 404. 803, how can we help you, sir?
Hey there. I don't want y'all to judge me, but I find this lady interesting.
We're judging you now. You remember those old guy people say, I'm not racist, but, right? So we're judging you. So go ahead. What do you want to say?
Well, I'm interested in this person in New York.
Okay.
So
you have her number? Do you have her number?
I have his number.
Wait, you're interested in a guy? Okay, you're in the wrong place. Good luck to you, buddy. Wrong room. Two doors down to the right. I think he was interested. He's a guy. Interested in a guy. I'm sorry, it's two doors down to the right. Anyway, Erico 404, how can we help you, sir?
Steve, you sure you ain't got nothing to tell him about that?
Oh, man, I'm leaving that one alone. You go to the village people. All right, 404, how can we help you, sir? What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man? What's good with you, bro?
Oh, real quick, this is astrology guy real quick. I just wanted to explain. We was talking about, like, how...
Wait, you're back?
Like... Yeah, no, man, I had to explain myself real quick.
This is the guy we told him, was at the pond. You was at the pond.
Yep.
Like, he said, what do you remember? Did you remember what you said at the lake?
Yeah.
He's like, no.
Yeah, I had to... It was kind of fast. I'm not real quick, you feel me? So, pretty much, we was talking about how, like, we have to do, like, more, like, high vibrational things, like,
Wait. What's a high vibration thing when she's sucking your dick off?
Pretty much, it's tapping into your divine energy of what. All right,
brother. brother, wait, brother. You hear this noise? Brother, hey, listen. Listen, no, I don't need to listen because I already know the answer to the question. Hey, ready? What is this noise sound? What is this noise? What is that noise?
It sounds like you fucking...
What's that noise?
No, I
did it again.
I was fucking...
What is that noise?
I have no idea. How you fucking...
You're trying to send out some type of high something.
It's a vibration of her getting dropped.
So, pretty much, you ain't going to let me explain myself?
No, because we already know your story. You're
just trying to explain Sir.
I'll make a deal with you. If we let you explain yourself, you got to call her after you explain yourself. Is that a good deal?
Oh, hell no, bro. You talk
then hang up the phone right now. Ball your fist up. Put your index finger up and hang up on us.
Press that button, buddy.
Press that button and just get the fuck going. Eric Coast 615, how can we help you, sir? What's up?
Yes, you can hear me?
God, telling them slurps.
that was a dry. That was a...
Yeah, he talking about one caller get off and talking about calling a man.
I know. That,
I next thing I look up, I hear a slurp. I don't know what's going on, man.
615, how can we help you? I'm trying to get in my ass today. What's up, 615?
No, I ain't getting no ass.
I'm good. This is taking the left. I didn't mean that. Scratch that from the record. Stop that from the record. Scratch. Okay, 615, please bring us back to world. Okay, what's going on, 615? Please. What's up, 615?
Yes, you can hear me?
Yes, sir. How can we help you, sir?
Yes.
Okay, so I just wanted to ask the shyness that I have when trying to walk up and talk to a girl, like any girl.
Okay, have you ever ordered food from McDonald's or Burger King?
Yes, sir.
When I go to McDonald's, I always go, when I go to the drive-thru, I always go to all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on the sesame seed bun. Give me number one, right? Fuck you, Ty. I'm telling you, be serious, man. Fuck you, Ty. Anyway,
I think that's
the women love that shit when you get to the gals. They're like, "Oh, you crazy?" I'm like, "Yeah, what's up?" You know. Anyway, so I'm asking for what I want. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm asking for what I want. So you just go and ask for what you want.
For sure. Okay. Yeah, I see now. Because I always had this problem with just being shy and like knowing what I want, but
that's a lot. Grab a pen. Wait, are you near a light switch?
A light switch?
You're in your bedroom right now, right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, go over to your light switch. Okay, you ready?
For sure.
Okay, for now, this is because remember, your mind is telling you can't do something, but let me show you how you can override the mind, okay? Now, the lights are on right now, right? So when I tell you to turn off the light, you say I can't turn off the light and turn the light off. Then when I tell you to turn the light on, say I can't turn the light on and then turn it on. Okay, you ready? Let's just try the exercise. I'm serious. You ready? Ready, caller?
All right.
Turn the light off.
Turn the light off.
Did you turn that bitch off?
Yes, sir.
Turn the light on real quick.
Can't turn the light on.
And you just turned it on, right?
Yes, sir.
So even though you told yourself you couldn't do something, you already did the thing that you said you couldn't do. So who's in control of who?
Me.
Right. So when you say I can't talk to that woman, what should you do?
Talk to her still.
There you go. Yes, young man.
For sure.
Because you override.
And I'm 20 years old, so I really appreciate it.
No, it's cool because you override the system. See, you're so busy listening to the voice inside your head, you're just not doing what it is you want to do. So when you say you can't do something, do it to prove it's wrong, not yourself, but it's wrong, the voice in your head. Prove him wrong by doing what it is he says you can't do.
Say less, say less.
All right, all right. Good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, Carla, because remember, bro, it's like, are you doing things based on how you feel, or are you doing something because you want to do it? I think you're waiting for how you feel. You might not feel like it. Shit, you might walk past a woman unexpectedly. You got to be ready to just go on the choice that you want to make instantly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it'll be like, it'll be me like, okay, so let's say this. Like, I work at Burlington, right? I work at a specific job. And, like, I'll be seeing so much girls just be coming through there. And I know I want to talk to them.
Stop,
like,
looking. Okay, wait. Stop looking at the women and start thinking that I am coming down from the land of ass and titties, taking the form of a man and going over there and biting her neck and taking her up the tree. Let them worship you. Stop looking at the gazelle and zebras and stuff. Be the lion.
All right, for sure. For sure.
You, right now you're going to purr. That's what you're doing right now.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I know. I'm right sometimes. I try to be right stuff. All right, Carla. We got to ask this. We got to answer this cupcake ass question real quick. 4-4. We'll bring you back in 803. Wait. Would I have to be open with my what the fuck? When did you have a? why are you fucking with me? He's trying to be.
Listen, I read it because it was funny because. He's trying to be in your feelings to reach feelings.
Oh.
And listen. It's not just on the level of emotion. You just open on your level of emotion. You're going to be in your emotions. You're going to be in your feelings. So you need to have an open mind because you can see her for more than just her emotions.
Yeah.
You can see her, how she is mentally, her body physically, her sexuality.
Yes.
How she, you have to see her on multiple levels, not just one. You see what I'm saying? Because you go in on your emotions or just be open. I feel that the butterfly, all that soft ass shit. You're going to lose there because she's already in her emotion. She already has emotion. She's looking for freedom, ascension.
Yes.
More than she can get by outside of herself.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right, King. Yeah. Stay in your feminine. Eat your gooseberry crunch. 404, you're up in 803. 404, how can we help you, sir?
Hello?
Yes. How can we help you, sir?
Yes. real quick. I was wondering, is it wrong to not want to fuck every single you see?
No.
Is it wrong to not want to fuck every single you see?
Listen, you was what, 19 or 20?
19.
Okay, 19. Okay. Right now, your hormones are going all over the place, and I know you want to hop on everything like a rabbit, okay? But in order to have things hop on you, you must be able to control and steer that wild side. You must tame that person. Because if you're leading with thirst, you're going to end up getting used.
And you're going to make some stupid-ass decisions.
Yeah.
Because
a girl might hit you at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, come spend the night, and your ass going to go over there. And you're going to fall asleep, not knowing if some a nigga might bust in that crib.
Yeah.
She might be setting you up for some crazy shit.
Yeah.
You don't want to be so lacking, leading with your lust.
Yeah. Okay, lead with your mind. I know that sounds crazy, but if you lead more with your mind, you'll get the women. See, the topic of the show is...
It's so hard because I literally work out.
Okay,
like,
but no, it's not hard. No, it's okay. All right, Carl, let me ask you a question. You ain't fucking right now, right? We can agree on that, right? You ain't fucking, right?
Nope.
Come on.
No, sir.
Okay. All right.
No, sir.
Now, let's think of common sense. If you keep doing the same thing, keep going after pussy, and you ain't fucking, then what do you think you need to change? Because insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, trying to get a different result. So all you're trying to do is fuck, but you ain't fucking. So maybe you should change that up a little bit to be get fucked. You see what I'm saying? Because that's what we're talking about. Every woman has an inner beast inside of her.
No.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yes, sir.
But you like women. I'm glad you like women. It's just that you can't be thirsty because they'll see you as food at that point.
Smell you from a mile away.
A mile away, yes.
Okay. I'm gonna tell some like personal shit. Reason why I've been on this like this hard journey of mine to have like women, because when I was like real young, like 5 years old, like I got a hold of like porn real early. So I've been like
caller.
I did too.
I love porn. I love porn. I'm a nasty motherfucker. Hey, look, I ain't had Playboy in Penthouse magazine. I had all that. I was a nasty.
I seen porn at such a young age,
yeah.
Bro. Because they had the DVD tapes,
yeah,
with the covers on them, and that shit was just outside in the project for the one day.
Yeah. Well, I was so into it, I would even stay up late at night just to watch the squiggly lines on the TV, trying to see a titty out of the squiggly lines on the TV set back in my. I'm serious. So it's not that I'm saying we ain't love it, but I had to wrangle myself because when I saw my mentor with all these women, I wanted to know how can I get all these women, and I learned that to get all the women, I had to stop making it about the women. I had to make it more about myself, and that was the breakthrough. So once I made it about myself, I like the same porn addiction that you have, or if you love porn, if you love yourself that much more, you would win in this because you would focus more on yourself versus trying to get the women and stuff.
Damn. Like on some real shit, like I appreciate that. Like, this has been a fucking battle. Like this has been a fucking battle. Like on some real shit. So I definitely appreciate. So I got one more question. So
sure.
I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do none of that. But it's just
you should be alcoholic in the drug. What you talking about? You're not an alcoholic and a druggie? You're not cracked out?
No, sir.
No, but that's the problem. Wait, that's the problem. Ty and I are alcoholics. And we crackheads. You want to know why? Seriously, Cole, you want to know why? Because
what?
We're drunk on ourselves, and we cracked out on the drug of who we are so much that we got to have more of us every goddamn day. You got to be cracked out on yourself. You should be sniffing lines of you. You should be shooting yourself with something. You should be taking the fentanyl of you. You should be rolling yourself up in weed and smoking the fuck out of you. Say, God damn, this is some good ass shit. This coughing on your fucking ass. You should be guzzling wine and liquors of your fucking self. You got to be drunk and cracked out.
Guess what? Everybody has an addiction. What are you addicted to? And why?
Porn. I had sex before, you feel me? But like literally I feel like everybody went through this. Like when I did it, I was a whole nother person, like it's like a werewolf type shit. And then afterwards I was like, man, how the fuck did I get here? This does not feel right. You feel me?
It doesn't feel right?
Feel right.
Don't make it seem like I'm talking about literally like I guess it was because it wasn't chick that was like really like instant. Like, I literally just felt like shit. Like I don't know, that's the part of the desensitizing of, you know, the hug and shit, but I literally did not. I feel horrible. Like, on some real shit. I know somebody has fucked a girl and been like, why the fuck I do that shit? You feel me? Come on now.
Oh, shit.
Laughing about it, nigga. Crazy, nigga. Fuck. I'm just... I need a response.
Oh.
Dang, oh, funny,
oh my God.
Carla couldn't sit down for a week.
I know you can't tell me you ain't smash a girl. You like, why the fuck did I do this shit? Why?
No, I ain't like you, Geller. I'm not like you, dog. I'm not like you. Oh my gosh. Oh boy, he sure told you when he got you. All right, man. Look, hey, man, it's okay. Look, sometimes that, you know, sometimes in a young man's life, he just, sometimes he just, you know, I guess. Hey, Luke Skywalker tried the dark side one time, and I'm sure you wanted to try too. That's why you felt a little bit odd, so. Stay away from the boys.
Nah,
okay?
I never that.
Okay,
never
well,
that.
I don't know why you feel that.
Hey, never that. But we don't judge, bro.
We're not
judging. We judge. It's your choice.
No, one time. You tell me one time you never smashed a girl, you like, why the fuck I do this? Like, this is a waste of my energy? Come on, now. You can't
you know
tell
you know you criticize that before you even fuck?
You said what?
You could have realized that before you even fucked.
He can't. He's desperate. Remember, he all he wants to do is fuck. So he fuck first and think last.
Exactly.
No, that's a real
ass. You get what they call post nut clarity after you get your nut off. Now you can think.
Oh, so he got a bit. You got a like a defensive tackle. Oh, you got that easy ass. You're like, yeah.
She look a little ugly when you turn the lights on, Carla.
Superman is not gonna beat me this time. You got a grow.
Right, look, at
look, he said you smash anything you smash. Come on now. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We got to go. All right. Yeah. Keep with the fans. It's okay. All right. Goodbye. All right. Area code. I'm sorry. 856 and then 803. 856. What's up?
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God. All right. 856, call. We'll put you back in until you catch up. He hung up. All right. Area code 803. Can we help you, sir? What's up?
Hey there. This is my first time watching the show. I Hello. Do have a problem here.
You have a problem?
Yes. People are sending me emails saying that you was doing a hate speech against the LGBTQ.
Well, why are you talking about the LGBTQ?
Because I'm part of that group, and what you're doing, they
okay.
send it back. They kind of take it down.
Okay, if you're a part of it, then why are you asking us? We're not. Why are you asking us?
I'm asking you just to chill out a little bit. Don't just be
You're asking them to chill out?
Carla, nobody hates the LGBTQ community. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I got a lot of emails. They got a recording of you.
So you're listening to what somebody tells you rather
you
than questioning.
You're letting words of
fear. All right, well, there's your answer. We aren't. All right, hang up. Bye.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
All right, take care, sir. Good luck to you. Okay. So, you guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call,
hate
man.
Speech.
Yeah, I don't even understand that. I don't even know what he's talking about, man. He's a guy worrying about lesbians, I think. Isn't that lesbians? I guess. Hey, and as a lesbian, I'm offended that he would call in and ask that. I'm a lesbian offended. So, anyway, so let's get back to what he's saying. Hey, Ty, because I guess you got 10
he's
more minutes
trolling.
Left.
He's trying to joke.
Yeah, I think he's trolling. But, yeah, you got that 10 more minutes. As you say, the hour, so. Got 10 more minutes, so let's go ahead and talk about this and all this other stuff. If you guys don't want to call in, the line's over for 10 minutes for you guys, and then once Ty goes, we'll continue for a little bit longer. But, Ty, so let's get back to what we were talking about. I guess if a line – oh, wait, I guess we had a few questions that we can answer while we're waiting. Let me see here. Let's see.
We caught up on a call?
We are caught up on calls. So let's see here. I got this one right here. What's a good mindset on getting rid of programming automatic responses? For example, when somebody asks you how your day went, good, or when you're flirting and having a conversation, a similar one to we had before. Wait, what? Wait, or when you're flirting or having a convo and it sounds similar to one you had before. What does that mean?
That last part got confusing. Yeah. Or when you're flirting or having a convo. You get like three ors.
Yeah, a lot of ors.
And it sounds similar to one you had before. Why does it sound, when you're flirting and having a convo, it sounds similar to one you had before? Well, getting rid of programmed automatic responses. Again, reaction and intention are like polar opposites to me. You can't react when you're being intentional. So if you're reacting and giving a programmed automatic response, which is a reaction, it's just automatic, then you're not being intentional. If you're intentional, then your responses are, you're giving the response that you want, you're saying it for the reasons you want to, and you're leading to where you want to go because that's your intention. And the idea is that when somebody asks you good, and if you said it sounds similar to one you had before, why are you repeating, why are you just running in circles, and why are you having the same conversations with different people over and over and over again?
You're right. We got a phone call. I don't even know what the fuck to say because I don't even understand what the damn question is. Call in and ask that question. 614, what's your question, sir? What's up? Hello. Going once. 614. Going twice. 614. How can we help you, sir?
Yo, Steve, man, do you have any tips for dealing with multiple women?
Wait, you're yelling.
Yes, sir. Please, there are two people here, so can you please have enough courtesy to greet both people, please?
Hello, can you go save me?
Yeah, and hello to Taekwondo. Hello, Steve, first. Greet before you ask, okay? Just be courteous. That's phone courtesy, okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Steve.
Oh, you good.
And the other person?
I said Taekwondo. His name is Taekwondo.
TKD. Taekwondo.
Whatever.
Okay, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Can you guys hear me well enough? Because I've got it in a remote area.
We hear you.
We
hear you.
More than
what's your
well
question?
Enough.
Yes, what's your question?
Okay, so I've got some funds saved up. I'm living in Australia. And I want to open a brothel. You got any tips for that?
Open a butthole.
Not a butthole, a brothel.
A brothel, yes. Yes.
You want to open
up
a brothel.
It's legal in Australia.
Yeah, but why are you
it's
calling us?
It's legal in Australia.
Hey, but why are you calling us?
The
Mike?
Money's there. There's big money
the
in it.
The,
right,
good day, Mike. Why are you telling us? What's up?
Crocky.
Because I'm going to have to deal with a lot of women, man, and I thought you'd have some tips on that.
No, I would say don't do it because you ain't got the heart to handle women. Don't do it. They'll run your ass.
I disagree.
Okay, then
disagree.
Hang up the phone. Go hang up the phone in our fucking face because you ain't got the fucking heart.
I doubt it, bro.
I'm not your bro.
I doubt it, man.
I'm not your bro.
I doubt it.
Shrimp. Good day, Mike. Hey, where's Bindi at? All right, good day, mate. All right, area code 614. I guess another fucking 614. How can we help you, sir? What's up?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, we can
hear
you.
Yeah, how you going, Ty? How you going, Steve?
Yes, sir.
I want to quickly say that bloke over there, he's not from Australia. He's from the UK. We don't claim him. I just want to say that first and foremost. My question. It's actually not related to that black of before, but it was about smoothness in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask about, you know, how I can communicate with another individual with the same amount of smoothness that you guys kind of do as well. I have an example, if you would like me to tell you, that I heard you say one time that, you know, I want to learn how I can be able to do this for myself as well, like communicate that way to a woman myself.
Well, who's the girl?
Did you want to hear that?
Well, we don't need to hear.
Who was the
girl? Yeah.
Who was the girl?
Yes.
Who's the girl? That's the thing. Like, the
okay,
girl,
sir.
Like, there,
is
there
even
there,
a girl?
Yeah.
Is there a girl? Because if you're asking a question about a girl you haven't even talked to, you can just hang up on us. Is there a girl?
Nah, there isn't a girl, man.
Okay,
girl.
Okay, okay.
Wait, so are you hypothetically dealing with women?
No. It was because then what
are
happened
you
was like...
ex?
Hmm?
What can you do with your mind that is so powerful?
No, you got me wrong. You see, look. Steve just gave an example one time, right? Of like some smooth...
It doesn't matter.
Example, like,
wait, you don't... Okay. All right, listen. The problem is that you're play fighting. You're not really doing anything. If we gave you the answer when it comes game time, you ain't going to do the shit. You ain't going to do it. You ain't got it in you. Well, because you can't get any women. You can't get any women. That's why you can't do that. And the reason you're asking is because you ain't got no game. And all you're doing is asking about a figment of your imagination.
Okay, let me be straight with you. Yeah, you're right. I ain't got no game.
You say,
that
nigga.
Doesn't mean I don't get no.
No, he said, yeah, you're right. He said, yeah, you're right.
Yo.
He said, yeah, you're right, man.
Nigga.
No, no, no. He said, yeah, you're right. He said, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. I ain't got no game, but.
Okay, right.
But
so why are you
asking with you,
about a woman? Yeah, but why are you asking about a woman that you've never met any before? Don't even know.
No, because with the example I was like talking about, right? I was thinking about. Shit, you guys twisting this. You kind of twisting this a little bit. Got me wrong. Like what I'm saying is right.
Okay, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay, wait. Before you say anything, is there a woman? Yes or no?
Like right now, no.
Okay, then you're making shit up. Then, so how can we get you wrong?
Call it over there.
What am I making up? Hey, help me understand this. What am I making up?
Okay, if there's no woman around, if you're not talking to anybody.
Yeah.
He in the box with SpongeBob in him. Imagination.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, follow it. Listen.
Maybe you could give us
an example. I'm not going to take your advice now and go out there and do something, though. Wait, what'd you say? Can you say that again? Sorry, I was talking over you. I didn't hear that.
Your tongue busy, man?
Man, come on, dude. What's your question? Man?
What's going on?
I know, man. Come on. I ain't got much longer. Ty's got ready to go, so what's up, man?
That was legitimately my question. Like, thingy, like, how can I communicate with another individual the way you guys communicate with that? Like, the way you guys communicated as well. Like,
okay,
don't repeat yourself. Don't spam like. You're saying like a lot. Mm-hmm. And make sure you know why you're talking to that person. Otherwise, you'll just be speaking about bullshit.
Yeah, are you a member of the dojo, sir? You are a member of the dojo? Okay, then what you need to do is get with Ty on a 1-on-1 and get some coaching from him, okay, sir?
All right. I hear that. No, you're right.
I know. I try to be right. I'll be right sometimes.
All right. Cool. All right. Take care, yo.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
Bye.
All right. We got 213, Ty. No, Ty, how much time you got? We got a minute.
We can finish it all. I wasn't on the timer or nothing like
okay,
that.
I just
threw that out there. You know, I can go.
All right. 213, what's your question? And 240 next. 213.
Hi. Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. We hear you, sir.
So I recently had a situation with a girl. I felt like I was way too nice. And what happened was maybe like 2 days later, she kind of like turned on to me and I got that.
Is that a situation or a
choice? How are you too nice?
Yeah. Was that a situation or a choice? It wasn't a situation. You chose to be nice, right?
I guess I chose to be nice. I just don't know how to, I guess, not be nice.
Do you have her number? Do you have her phone number?
Yeah.
All right. So you ready to call her and let her, you ready to call her and be a villain?
To be a villain?
I'm the bad guy.
All right. You ready to be the bad guy?
I mean, yeah, sure. I just really don't know. I've been a nice guy my whole life. It ain't really.
I know. We're going to break a shift. It's going to be very uncomfortable. It's a very uncomfortable moment you're about to have right now, okay? So, okay, when are you free? Saturday or Sunday? When are you free for her to spend time with you?
Saturday would be cool.
What time Saturday?
2.
Okay, I want you to call her and say, you know, what's up, sexy? I'm free Saturday at 2 o'clock. What do you want to do? You want to go feed the ducks or you want ice cream or tea? What you want to do with her?
Shit, I mean, I'm trying to get her in bed, but, I mean, as a recreation activity,
Listen, please, you desperate, creepy motherfucker, can you please stop? This is why you ain't getting pussy. Because all you want to do is fuck. Can you calm that shit down? You ain't good enough to get the pussy right now, okay? All right?
Yeah.
It shows that you can't fuck because all you do is beat around the bush because you don't have experience, all right? So we got to walk through this. We got to put her on some some training wheels type shit, okay?
Okay.
So what's up? You call her right now and say, what's up, sexy? Tell her you're free Saturday at 2 o'clock. So where do you want to take her? Tell her to go get some ice cream. Fuck it. That's just, I'm answering for
okay.
you. You can't even
ice cream. Okay. All
right.
So. You think I had to wait one choice.
Right. So tell her, hey, I'm free at this time. And if she says anything other than yes, say when you decide that you want to get with me, call me, and then let her go. Okay. You ready to do that, caller?
Yeah.
All right. Do it right now. Go ahead. It shouldn't take you long because I know you got a number on speed dial. So we're going to knock you at 15 seconds.
All right.
15 seconds. Start now. Go. Call her and bring her in. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four.
She didn't answer.
You're lying. I'm hanging up on you, motherfucker.
That fast?
Get the fuck out of this phone. He knows she ain't answering. He ain't clicked the bitch over. All right, area code 727 and 404 next. How can we help you, sir? 727 going once. 727 going twice.
727.
Me? Yes, sir.
That's me?
There we go.
Yes. How can we help you, sir?
Oh, my bad. I was going to ask you, how do I apply my knowledge to the things that I do?
What do you mean, what knowledge of things? What do you do? What are you talking about?
All right, so, like, this is a good example. Like, I play basketball, right? And I've been working on my jump shot. So I'll, like, watch a lot of videos and, like, read books and stuff. And I know the things that I have to do to improve my jump shot. But when I'm shooting, I just don't do it.
Well, maybe you suck at basketball. Maybe you should go bowl or something. I'm saying, I mean, what is the, how does a book help you shoot a jump shot?
This shit broke.
Right. How does a book help you shoot a jump shot?
Okay. So in your form, you got to tuck your elbow. You got to flick your wrist.
Listen. I'll tell you my pre-cock GG used to tell me. Yeah, it ain't enough just to watch her solve the problems on the board. You got to practice. You got to touch yourself. You got to coach yourself. You got to train yourself. This is why you need to be your own coach, your own assistant, your own manager, your own GM. You need to be able to fire yourself. You need to be able to look yourself and not, man, that's some lazy-ass shit you just did, dog. Fuck type time you on.
Okay.
You got to be able to say this to yourself, bro. Real shit. Oh, you ain't work hard today. You only made 10 shots today. Shoot 100 more. Do you think Kobe, listen, when they talk about Kobe's work ethic, right, RIP Kobe, do you think his coach told him to do half of that shit? Or he had to tell himself?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you said basketball, right?
Yeah.
Right. If everybody was being told what Kobe was doing, they would have worked as hard as he was. No, he was his own coach. He was his own trainer, assistant, all that. He pushed him. He did that for himself.
Okay. All right.
Bye. All right. So you're good? All right. You take care, sir. All right. Well, that's the last one, Ty. Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, Ty and your dojo. I was like dwellers. The dojo.
You almost said that. You almost fucked this up, man.
The dojos. Yeah, man. Ty, man, as always, man. Appreciate the time with you, dog.
All right. Steve and the Slurperies. The dweller.
I know, that's the dog. Oh,
no, bro, man.
He said with the energy, dude. That was, dude, I lost it, dog. I was dead.
He thought I didn't feel right. What you were feeling? Oh, man, the lights went off. Somebody put something in the wrong hole, man.
Somebody wasn't where they were supposed to be, man. They ain't good. He in the dark like, wait a minute. What does it feel like? I thought I was supposed to have a dick.
He was like, ooh.
Yo.
All right, Ty. Dying. I appreciate
I'm
a bunch of ladies. Shout out to my dog, Ty. Holla back, Ty. Straight from the dojo. That was Taekwondo, man. Hold on. We're going to do a few more minutes, and we're going to talk a little bit. Y'all, lines are over. We want to answer a few questions and shit. We'll do a few more and shit. Why does this guy keep asking me the same thing over again, man? Dima, call in. I don't know what you're talking about. Call in, sir. Call in if you have a question. Call in if you have a question. I do not understand. What the fuck are you talking about? Why did you choose this major of work? Thima, just call the fuck in. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't know what he's talking about. Okay, I don't know what he's talking about. But, hey, we want to talk about the woman that has the naughty side. Let's talk a little bit about the naughty side. If y'all want to have any questions about this, let's talk about the naughty side that she has, all right? Let's talk about the woman that has the naughty side, okay, gentlemen? Because I think a lot of you guys don't understand women love sex. Women have a naughty side, and women like to do naughty things, okay? But a woman is not going to do naughty, nasty things with an individual that does not know what he's doing. Now, I want y'all to look. We gotta tap into something that's important here. Okay, it's very important that we want to tap into something. Everything that we're talking about right now, we're going to discuss. Okay, in this moment, is all about experience. Okay. See, the way to get into a woman, to get her to unlock that nasty side of her is experience. Women love when you talk to them a certain way and show them that I'm the one that can take that orgasm higher. And why I say this to you guys is that when you're talking to a woman, you want her to feel the power that you have. Women love not just power as in money, but the power to influence her, to let her know that she has the freedom to be whatever she wants to be without judgment. You cannot, see, she can't open up to the male that just wants to fuck. She can't be herself to the guy that just, let's go to my place and let's fuck. She can't be herself to that guy because that guy already thinks she's shit. He doesn't respect her. He thinks she's dirt under his shoe. And he thinks she's already a whore. This is why power to show her that she can be what she wants to be when she wants to be it without judging. And see, the way you demonstrate this side of yourself is by controlling the thirst that you have. I know you want pussy. I know you want to fuck, but I tell you, I'm telling you guys, there's two kinds of sex. There's two kinds of sex out there. One that you are used to, and I'm sorry that you're used to. Hey, guys, I'm sorry that you're used to this. I'm sorry, and it's sad that you think that this is the only way, and that is to beg, barter, take her out and beg and try to please her. But, gentlemen, then there's this other one. That shit is over there by the elves, unicorns, and smurfs and shit. Because this kind of fucking, y'all are just, it's just so rare that y'all get or see this, that it's hard to believe that it actually exists. And that's the woman that wants the dick. That's the woman that wants to fuck you. That's the woman that wants to suck your dick, swallow your cum. That's the woman that wants to feel you inside her. That's the woman that wants you to smack her ass, pull her hair, tell her to shut the fuck up and take the dick. That's the woman that wants to fuck. But you cannot access that woman when you don't have experience. A woman is not going to give you all of herself if you don't know how to handle it. And most of you guys are afraid of the intimidating woman that wants to fuck. But you want to shame her for wearing short shorts. You want to shame her for wearing tight clothes. You want to shame her for having a dirty thought, and you automatically assume she ain't shit. But wait, so that means you ain't shit because you have dirty thoughts? No, man. Y'all got to stop judging these women. Where are the thoughts and actions? As I even showed you today, something brand new I pulled out of the hat. Y'all don't even hold their hand correctly. Y'all motherfuckers just lock their hands like this. I told you earlier today, you know the woman that's wanna fuck, think about this, holding her hand. When's the last time you took your thumb before you even grabbed her hand? You took your hand and placed it around her hand like this. Took your thumb, slide it down her hand, come around her motherfucking wrist, come from her wrist, slide it back under, then grab her fucking hand. And while you're doing that, you're looking her in her eye. While you're doing that, you're in her fucking right or left ear, whispering in her ear how fucking sexy she is, how nice she smells, and how good she fucking looks. When's the last time you even thought about doing that shit? That's what accesses that. Because of my actions, my thoughts are all lined up. My job is to make her feel sexy. I want her to feel sexy. I want her to be in the moment. I want her to realize that she's allowed to let herself go. She's allowed to let herself go. And for the first time, she can be what she wants to be. And you know what, guys? I'm not asking her to be dirty. I'm not asking her to be nasty and freaky and naughty and all that other shit. I'm not asking that. But I'm giving her the thought and letting her know that she is allowed to be what she wants to be. I will take you as you are. I'm fine with that. But because I'm fine with taking her as she is, guess what? That's just for now. Because to be honest with her, I want to take you for what you are, but I want to take you for what you're not showing everybody else. I keep telling you, I don't want her to fucking like me. I don't want her to be in love with me. I don't want her to be attracted to me. Fuck all that shit. I don't want that shit. I want to know the shit she ain't giving away to you average motherfuckers. I want to know what she's thinking about when she's on her balcony and it rains. I want to know what she's thinking about. What is her favorite music? If she could dance naked into the in the rain, what is her song that she would sing? I want to know things about her that the average motherfucker won't ask her. And these are not questions that I'm asking. I'm asking these questions because the thing that is important to me is to show her that I'm not asking you this because I want to fuck you. I want to see you for what you actually are. I want to get you to your core. I want to show you that. Oh, remember I showed you guys. I remember last night. Hold on, guys. Y'all know I got my fucking notebooks and shit. Give me a second. I know I got my, gentlemen. If I got to draw it over, here I go. I'm sorry. Y'all know my drawing is wrong and shit. But let me, again, as I told you before, if this represented her orgasm, don't judge me. These are hills and trees. I can't draw. But if this is her orgasm, this means that this is how she touches herself to come. This is how she gets off. This is where the mental and the physical come together, and she has a self-orgasm. She knows her body. Your problem is that you're so fucking selfish, you want to bypass this information right here because all you want to do is get a fucking nut. You want to come first. Which is one of the most, listen, I don't mind you being selfish outside the bedroom, but God damn it, when you are in the bedroom, you are not selfish. I don't want you to just come. I want you to come to my words. I want you to come to the way I touch you. I want you to come to the way I undress you. I want you to come by the way I look at you. See, y'all don't even see what I'm talking about. This is the power that you should be demonstrating to them, to let them know that they got the freedom to let they fucking ass go and actually show me not your dirty, filthy, nasty side, but just show me you. Because you are not defined by being dirty, nasty, and filthy. That's just a part of what you like to be sometimes, but that's not your makeup. But this is where the problem comes in with all you surface dwellers. You look at it as a whore. You look at it as a slut. You look at it as easy. I don't see women as easy. I love the challenge. Guys, I love the challenge of a woman. But the one thing I don't like is that you guys just look at them like they ain't shit. How the fuck can y'all do this? Listen, as I told you before, one thing that I love to be, have great intensity. There's a lot of intensity and sexual tension that I love to create. There's nothing like looking in her motherfucking eyes and smiling. There's nothing like looking at her fucking eyes and watching her blush away or move away because she's like, what are you looking at? You remember, guys? I told you right here. Remember that? One of the most powerful things. This thing right here. All right, y'all see from the side. See that right there? See from the top? See that right there? No, that's not for the pussy. 97 is pussy. That's for when she turns her head, you just take that cuff and you hit right under her chin and bring her right back over. But what if you do this? What if you take your hand, bring her chin right back over, and then with your thumb, come right around that ear like I showed you. Take your arm, bring her right around your waist, bring her close to you. I didn't say kiss her, but tell her, don't shy away from me. I want you to look at me because I want to appreciate and enjoy this moment of looking at you in a way that you've never been looked at before. Do you know the fucking impact that will have here? Were you gullible? Well, is it okay if we go play Netflix? Is it okay if, I was wondering what you're doing right now. See, y'all motherfuckers ain't even getting them together this way. Where is the intensity to look at her? Excuse me, I was wrong. Not to look at her. To look right through her, to see that she is more than what she actually thinks she is. You don't have to dress up and be a certain way around me. You know what I love the most is when you get at them in the morning and they say, well, I'm just not looking good. That's that moment, guys. So y'all fuck that up. I want her at those moments when she's feeling not at her low point, but she feels that she doesn't want to share that part of me. I want you without makeup because I know your makeup doesn't define you. And if you wearing your makeup and you don't have it on, I want to see you without your makeup. I want to see you when you come out of the shower. No, guys, not her fucking body. I just want to see you in your essence because then that gives me the excuse to use the water. Guys, it's the water, man. The water gets so much fun. I mean, God, look at you. Look at the water that had its way with you. How it just covered your face and covered your hair and all that other stuff. I want to see you as you are because that's where I'm trying to get to. And when you can show them that they can get there too, think about the orgasm. Think about what she has to do for herself to come, right? But what if you can be on top of that? What if you can be that challenge to show her she can be more than that? Do you see what I'm saying? Okay? What do you think about that, okay? And here's the thing, man. The thing that's so beautiful is that when you look at her, you whisper in her ear. You tell her, I got you. It's good. We're good. When's the last time you guys was in a car with her and just looked at her and just took your hand and just rubbed the side of her cheek and just smiled? When's the last time you guys stopped at a red light? You just leaned over, grabbed her hand, and just kissed it for the fear joy of kissing it. When's the last time you drove in your car just to look at her and smile and just say, just because? See, that's the reason why I talk, just that look right there. See, y'all don't even see what game is about that makes them feel like they can be and do just about anything around you, gentlemen. You see what I'm saying? Y'all don't understand. Y'all think that sex is penetration. Sex to a woman is not the penetration. It is the penetration of what you are here to let her know that she can be whatever she wants to be. Because what if she's locking in and holding back that side? Do you know how many women out there do not show their nasty side because all their fucking life dealing with you surface-dwelling motherfuckers, all she's been doing is either being laughed at, questioned, or ridiculed on some shit she wants to do that's fun, some things she wants to do that's outside of the box. But now she's so closed off, she cannot even say anything. You see what I'm saying? She can't say anything to anybody. Hold on 1 second. Let me say something to this. Hold on 1 second. You know what the fuck this is? This is the fucking point where you take your bitch ass and get the fuck out of the room. That's what point it is, bitch. Because if what I'm saying is something you don't understand, you're the fucking problem. So take your bitch ass and get the fuck out. That's what it is, bitch. This is a sad thing. This is what women are dealing with. Why do you think they fuck with motherfuckers like us? Even though they know we got motherfuckers. You want to know why? Because of dumb motherfuckers like this who don't want to even take the time to learn the woman. Don't even want to take time to let her know that she's more than what she actually is. And you wonder why they don't fuck with you guys. You guys actually think they got high school mentalities? You motherfuckers can't even say hello correctly. You can't even have a normal conversation with these women. Normal conversation. And this is what y'all are right here. There's nothing mysterious about guys like this. Because she can figure you out for what the fuck you are. And you know what I always say? If she takes you for your dinner, she better get you for two. Because that's all you deserve, motherfucker. My gosh, how do you expect to see the beauty of her nasty side? Sharing this side with you. Loving how you eat food off her fucking body. Even telling her you want to eat food off her body and making her play with her pussy, where she's like, damn, I love the way you talk to me. I love the way how you express yourself. I love that shit. God damn, you're making my pussy wet. See, y'all guys will never hear that shit. You know what you're going to hear? Well, I'm getting tired. It's time for me to go to sleep. Well, I'm about to go now. Well, you know what? It was nice talking to you. I'll get with you later. That's all you guys are setting yourselves up for. That's all you set yourselves up for, because you don't want to be more. You don't want to do more. You don't even want to take control of certain situations, gentlemen. And unlocking a woman to be nasty and dirty, you must have the control to allow her to lose control. Don't force the square peg to go into the round circle. Let her feel on her time that in time you will trust me. In time you will realize I will not judge you. In time you will realize that through the trust we will create something, but that still doesn't mean that you want to fuck me. But in time, I want sexual trust, gentlemen. Okay? I want sexual trust. All right? And through sexual trust is letting her know that it's okay to hold back. I don't mind you holding back because I'm not going to force you to be anything you don't want to be. But I'll show you, gentlemen, this is, gentlemen, I set you up to draw this person out. When I show you but the wine above the bed, I show you how to draw it out with the lights in the shower. I show you how to draw it out with the paintings that I show you to have on your walls. Because if you can connect the painting to her life, if you can connect the wine above the bed to some, remember, gentlemen, everything I'm showing you, they've never ever experienced before, man. So if they've never experienced before, what happens when you're the first one that they experience it with? When's the last time she met a motherfucker that had wine above his bed? And because she hasn't, don't you think that's going to draw in? Think about all the draw-ins, okay? Think about all the draw-ins, okay? Let's look at it. The first draw-in is how you talk to her, right? Land, sea, air, space. Voice messages, videos. But not only the voice messages and the videos, but where you're at when you're doing the videos means something. Because if you are in your bed and she notices the wine, that's going to draw her into asking the question. You're not forcing the question. You're positioning yourself to get the question. But once you get the question, you can tie the question in because, I mean, let's be serious. I have it above my bed because when I have a woman over, I don't want to break the mood when I'm kissing her and touching her and saying all that shit to her. Why would I break the mood to go get some wine when I have it right there, right? But then what's the next connection? Remember, being the director, drawing out the reason why. Because it also gives me a chance to go ahead and pour you a glass of wine, right? Which also gives me a chance to feel or find out, okay, does the wine taste different in the glass than it does your lips? Or I will pour a little bit of extra wine and let it fall and hit your body and taste it off you. I mean, there's so many ways to do this, all right? There's so many ways to do this. The lights in the shower. How many motherfucking guys do you think these women out here know about guys that have shower lights in their shower? Think about all the fucking guys that she's dealt with. Not saying she's dealt with a lot of guys. I'm not calling her any kind of sluts or anything like that. I'm just saying, how many motherfucking guys you know has she ever experienced this? She's never experienced this because she ain't read motherfuckers that do shit that draw out that in her. You see what I'm saying? Draw those things out. But as a director, I'm positioning this. I can't paint. I can't paint at all, but I can draw that out in her because she's going to get curious about, you know, she's going to think I'm an artist and I ain't an artist. Then why do you have it? I got you. Because the only way I can paint your naked body is by having you over here, undressing you and painting your body the way I see it. Paintings. When you have somebody over at your house, that's a woman, instead of fucking Netflix and chilling like you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you dim the lights When you dim the lights, this pops the fuck out. There is no way that she cannot see this. Even if she's on the phone with you or she's online and y'all are chatting or whatever. And you know what? I'm just relaxing. I'm just chilling. I got the lights out. I'm relaxing, all that other shit. And then you have this behind you. It's drawing her in. It's drawing her in, okay? It's drawing her in, right? All right? So if it's drawing her in, oh, you're talking about this painting right here? You see what I'm saying? Oh, you want to know why I got this painting? And then you can discuss how you got the painting. And through discussing how you got the painting, that is showing her. See, there's something in the artwork where you're showing the woman that, listen, all the women have one thing in common is that they are hiding something beautiful, and that's their body. But they're not doing it on a physical level, motherfuckers. I'm talking about the mental level of them covering up their body, not from shame, but maybe from ridicule and fucking judgment. They're covering up their body because it's all for every guy that they meet, all they are is a body, but not to a man, because a man demands more than a woman to be just a body. We demand more. You see what I'm saying, guys? We demand more. So if you are demanding more, you're showing her that you are actually different than all these other guys out here, if that makes any sense out there. And that's what we're trying to say to you guys. Hold on. I think she's – when someone says something about glistening, wait, what did she say? She said the water glistening all over your body. It's funny. All right, but what I'm saying, you guys, the line's open for 27 more minutes. Y'all want to call in, just chopping it up. But what I'm saying is, gentlemen, you've got to learn that when you are the director and the narrator, you're the lighting, you're the music, you're everything. You've got to make sure that every move that you make and everything that you say and everything that you do has an impact on her, but not the impact to fuck. Y'all must stop trying. Anything, I keep telling y'all guys, and I will keep telling you this, anything you're doing to get pussy, you failed. You've already failed. Because what you're doing is you're trying to manipulate a situation. You're trying to manipulate a situation. Israel has a question. He says, I'm moving into a new spot this soon. I found someone that I can paint new paintings. You think you can help me with setting up? Yeah, of course. Yeah, get some coaching. I got you. Yeah, I'll show you. Yeah, you can get some coaching. But, yeah, make sure, listen, don't just make ass and titty. Go for the paintings that show nudity, but they're covered up, draped over, or she's blocking her body. That's what you want. You don't want her to be spread eagle and all that other shit. That's porn. You want something artistically beautiful that not only describes your mindset, but it can also touch the woman when you're breaking down why you have that motherfucking shit in your house. But y'all got it. Y'all got to grow up. Y'all are too old right now. Y'all got to take down all the fucking posters and all that other shit and start putting artwork up there, showing the woman another sophisticated side of you that you can entwine and bring in her sexual side through the sophistication. Excuse me. Does that make any sense? Guys, I got a question. Put a cue. Y'all call in. We got you guys. We're going to chop it up for another about 30 more minutes. We'll chop it up. But anyway, I want to go over this because all this is important, because most of you guys out here, the way y'all just think about women is crazy to me. I will never get mad or upset at you guys for wanting to just smash women. That's not what this is about. I'm not mad at you for wanting to sleep with women. The frustrating part is that you don't realize the woman, when you unlock that part of her, will serve, worship, and fuck the shit out of you. Serve, worship, and fuck the shit out of you. And it doesn't matter if they're in a relationship or not. It does not, like I keep telling y'all, motherfucker, y'all heard last night. It doesn't fucking matter. Y'all heard it last night. I need to grab that anyway. Y'all don't remember last night. Remember that? Guy called the woman. All he wanted to know was, Steve, you know, I just want, you know, we just, she wants to be friends, but I just want, when I'm in town, I want to fuck. And for the first time in his life, he's nutted the fuck up and told her, look, when I'm in town, you know, I want to get at you. And she said, what? Okay. You want to know why? Because he kept it a buck. He didn't bullshit around. Question, this girl on Snapchat is eating the yak up. How do I get her on my crib this weekend without asking? Motherfucker, am I a goddamn magician? What the fuck is wrong with you bitch-ass guys, dog? FZJ, I got to call you out, dog. You on some bitch-ass shit, man. And this is why you can't get no pussy. This is why you can't get no pussy. Because you full of shit, dog. Something is not right here. If she's eating all the yak up, then why the fuck can't that yak get her to the goddamn crib, you weak motherfucker? Let me tell you why. Because what you're doing is you're listening to all the game we got, cherry-picking that shit, saying that shit, shit's going right, and you don't know what to do because you don't know how to fuck. You don't know how to eat pussy. You don't know how to get a woman over your house. Don't give me that silly ass shit. This girl on Snapchat is eating yak up. Shut your ass up with that silly ass shit. I can't believe, man, this is why. This is what women got to deal with. Guys, this is why we win. Because all these guys are just talk. And no fucking action. How should I pick up a girl? Cause there's someone I can get, but I like man, they don't like to make me. What? How should I pick up a girl? Cause there's some I can't get, but I like man, they don't make. Listen, sir, can you please, with sugar on top, rewrite this shit and articulate what the fuck you're saying? Can you please do that? This is, y'all can't even articulate yourselves, man. Are you serious? Do you have a diet to keep your point clean? What? Sir, what does a diet got to do with anything, man? What does a diet have to do with anything? You should be asking more about cardio, but what is a diet? Please explain what you're talking about, because I don't even understand what the fuck you're talking about. Right, Timor. What the fuck do you mean you have to have a diet? What does that mean? Yeah, if he's talking cardio, I understand that, stamina, but what does a diet got to do with anything? Because I know big fat motherfuckers that are smashing beautiful women. That ain't on no diet. They just know they got distance. They can fuck for a long time. I'm not, guys, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't get rid of them. 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 Terrence, I appreciate that you're here. And I welcome you with open arms. But I have to beg you, for all that I am, you have got to break free of the cult. There is no such fucking thing as semen retention, sir. There is no such thing as semen retention. Wake the fuck up. Stop following motherfuckers that ain't got no game. That's telling you what to do with your dick, and man the fuck up, okay? I appreciate you being here, but please man the fuck up. Please, okay? I got you. But that, there ain't no real thing called semen retention. That's just some gay, that's some hay, okay? So I was about to say the word. That's some hay type shit that guys do that want to put their finger in another guy's booty. So please, sir, refrain from that hey type thinking. Please. Because that's not what we do here. We're men. We're men, okay? So I'm just helping you out. Wake up from that shit. Wake up from that dream. Semen retention. Y'all ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Steve, are you saying that in order to have a woman's dark side come out, you have to show and prove that you have experience? No, I don't have to show anything. I don't have to show you what I am. No. See, what I'm saying, Peach, I'm not saying I've got to show you. Peach, you know if you get with a motherfucker like me, you know you're already done. You're right. You know that, right? Because you know when you talk to me, you know that I can handle pussy. And you know I can get a lot of that shit. So I don't have to show you anything. I technically just show the fuck up. You know what I mean? Because I know how to get you wet, and I know how to get you turned on. I'm that motherfucker. So I don't have to prove anything. See, if I got to prove it to you, Peaches, right, that means I'm just, my motive is trying to fuck you on the back door, you know, trying to suck you in for sex. I don't have to prove it to you. You'll know it because I've proved it to myself first. I don't prove anything to a woman. They know what the fuck I am. I embody sex. I am a sexual motherfucker. I don't know how to pick up a girl that's right for me because there are times when I try approaching a girl I might like. Okay, well, here's a few problems. There's a few problems here, okay? All right, so first off, you're picking up girls, strike one, and then you try, strike two, approaching strike three. But these girls are – wait. I might like, but – wait. Ladies, please, give me one minute. Unplug for 1 minute. S-Dog, now that they're gone, let me tell you something. The reason I told them to unplug is I don't want them to hear me hyping their asses up. What kind of a bitch-ass question is this? And what is so fucked up about what the fuck you're saying is that you ain't shit, but you got the fucking nerve to blame the women? You have no fucking game, but you got the nerve to call the women boring? You can't talk to a woman, but you got the nerve to call them boring? Man, this is what's wrong with you motherfuckers. You ain't got no game, but yet you want to talk shit to a woman? Do y'all see this shit? I ain't making this up. That's why I told the women to fucking unplug, because I don't want them to hear this shit. Because it's going to sound like I'm like defending they fucking asses. But look at what the fuck you saying, man. You saying you can't do all this shit, but then all of a sudden, you want to put it on the woman? You want to say that she's the reason? Are you fucking serious? Ladies, y'all come back in, ladies. Y'all come back in. Guys, all my guys, listen to me. All my dogs, listen to me. This is why it's so easy for us to fuck. This is why it's so easy for us to fuck. This is what they deal with every day. Guys, this is why you got the advantage over here. This is what they deal with every day. Every fucking gentleman. All their lives since elementary school, junior high school and college. This is all they got to deal with, and this is why they will fuck us faster. This is why they will give us the pussy, because they know they're getting something out of us. A man never blames a woman for shit. Stop blaming women, man. That's bitch. Fuck, man. That's so sad. And you know I hate defending women and shit. You know I hate that shit. Because women are boring. fuck you talking about? They're not boring. You're fucking boring. And if they are boring, why can't you find them to show them that there's some excitement of them? This is crazy. This is absolutely fucking crazy. Let me bring in 561 real quick. I'm sorry. We got 13 minutes to go. 561, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? How you doing?
I'm fine, sir. How can I help you? What's your question, brother?
Yeah, I got a question about you. An earlier caller that you had, you said something about writing poetry. Like, what does that mean, and how can you implement that into game?
All right. Let's see, I'm writing a poem right now. What if I wrote a poem? All I can see right now is the outline of your body as you look out the window. And how the sun hits your body, it shows the essence of your beauty. And even though I look at the clock one more time, I know there'll never be enough time to do all the things I want to do with you. Nothing matters right now, it's just you and me. Two perfect bodies, one notion, one motion. In the nighttime, it's the right time, because your sexy body is the only thing on your mind, on my mind, okay? Now, how can I take that and roll that into fucking poetry? Now, how do you want me to hit it? I can do it over the phone, or I can do it face-to-face. What, how, I mean, I created that, so how do you want me to use that when we're face-to-face or over the phone? How do you want me to use that? I'm going to give you a choice. How do you want me to use it? How do you want me to use it? Do you want me to do it while I'm on the phone with her, or you want me to show you what I'm going to do when we're face-to-face? What would you like me to do?
I'd probably prefer face-to-face.
All right. Well, then if she comes over to my house, again, I show you. All right. So what I'm going to do is take that right there. Okay. Let's say I wrote that. Okay. So I'm sitting there. Remember, I sit there and I wrote that, right? I got that in my head. Okay. So the first thing I'm going to do, I wrote the poem. I'm writing it. Okay. It's just a poem. Okay. But now I'm going to turn the poem into reality. So the first thing I'm going to do is, remember, this is how my mind has got to work. I've got to be service. I got to be sexual serving to her. So first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to inscribe it. Okay. Call her. I'm saying, okay, what am I going to be at the door? What am I going to be when she's inside the door? And what am I going to be when we are in a moment where we're going to move to things more sexual? Okay. All right. So nighttime, already got the nighttime, already got the light set up, already got everything coming out. So at this point, even though I'm writing a poem about an experience with a woman, I can be that experience, because from the first moment she comes, she doesn't come through the door, because with me, they don't come through the door. But even if I wrote a poem about her coming through the door, you know, I open the door and I take a step back, and there's this moment right now in time where you and I are looking at each other. Right now, I know there's something sexual that's going on, but we can't even understand what's happening right now. We know we want each other, but parts of us saying that it's not right. Now is not the right time, but yet there's something that's going to push us over aside. The passion and the want that we have for each other is so great that you can slice it with a knife. She's looking at me. I'm looking at her, and I know there's nervousness there. But I know I must make a move to calm her down and let her know that the experience that her and I are about to have once she enters this place is an experience she'll never forget. Okay, so let's say that's the poem, okay? I'm just showing you from the door, right? All right? So from the poem, okay, of entering the door, how can I use that easily? Like I showed you before, when I open the door, I already scribed it. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look her up and down. Second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take my right hand and twirl her ass around. Then I'm going to take my left hand is going to twirl her around. Right hand is going to cup her hip, waist, and bring her up closer to me. I'm going to whisper in her ear how sexy she looks, how nice she smells, and how good she feels in my arm. I'm going to turn around with my right hand. I'm going to grab her other hand. I'm going to walk her in the door. And as I walk her in the door, again, I'm going to turn around and say, oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm going to turn around and grab her hips and let her ass close the door while I lean in and get a soft kiss. Then I'm going to grab her hand and lead her in the door. And just because I wrote about a situation that happens to her and I as we're in the door, I'm looking at the door to say, how can I create moments and memories? I want that motherfucking woman, every time she sees a motherfucking guy after me, that it will always be about me. Because I promise you, ain't nobody going to open the fucking door the way I open the door. And I promise all of her next the rest of her life, she's going to have that come on inside. Come on inside. Come on in. Door's open. Come on in. That's all she's going to get. Every moment from every spot of my place, I'm going to make sure I put a long-lasting experience on there. But the poetry is to work the creativity in my mind that will turn into sexual creativity. You see what I'm saying, 561?
Yes, I understand, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm creating creating through the poetry. All right, even through the poetry, okay? Let's say, I always show you the leg. Let's take her arm. Let's just take her arm. Let me show you. Let's just take her arm, all right? Let's just take her arm right here. Let's take from her elbow to her wrist, all right? Let me show you the poetry in that, okay? Poetry in that. So if I'm going to use poetry from elbow to wrist, all right? Okay, she's sipping on some wine. We're talking. I grab the wine glass and I sit it down. And I take my hand, okay, and bring her hand closer to me. And as I bring her hand closer to me, my right hand rubs the top of it. Now, listen, I tell y'all this, do this shit so y'all can feel what she's going to feel. But I want my fingers to graze across her fingers, get to her wrist. Once my fingers hit her wrist, my thumb is going to come to the side of her wrist. So I want y'all to see, I'm showing this, I'm just thinking about the poetry of just how I'm gonna touch the hand, because my thumb is gonna hit the inside. So guys, if y'all go inside right here, just take your thumb and slide. Now don't push, because if you push, you're pushing down. You want to slightly graze from the wrist, and then middle of the wrist, you want to come down underneath the arm. So it's the wrist, come down here. Now remember, this spot right here, from all of this right here, is untouched tap territory that motherfuckers don't touch. So whatever you do right here is going to make an impression. So if you go halfway here and you get to this point right here, that's when you could take the index finger, come together. You could come out. Now come out from this point right here. Come out where you're hitting both sides of the wrist. You see that? You can come out, and then you come down, and then you can slide all the way down. So do that, guys. Watch this. Start at this point right here. You slide out, get to the two tips of the wrist right here. Come all the way down from this point right here and go all the way down to her elbow, just in that straight streak. Now, remember, guys, that's just one fucking move of many moves. You see that? You see 516? That, look, that's just one move. That's part of a move. That's just the first move. But what do you think the woman is going to feel, okay? When you're doing all this to this part right here, from her elbow to her wrist, right? But also what happens when you start to kiss this area, from elbow to wrist on the back side. See, most of y'all may kiss the front side, but you know there's three more sides that you guys fucking miss. There is a side here. There's a side here, and then there's a side here. So those are three sides that the average motherfucker missed. He might graze on this if he does this at all, but these are untapped territory that you can lay foundations on, even on how you touch her, talk to her, or kiss her. Do you see what I'm saying, caller?
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
Right. So what I'm saying is that write about it. Set the scene. That's where the poetry comes at. Write about it. Set the scene. Set the tone. Set all that. Why? Because now if you're on the phone with her and you're having phone sex with her, now you can set the scene, set the tone. See, when women are in bed, no matter what they masturbate about or how they masturbate, they're in their own world, and I want to be a part of that world to enhance that world. But I need to know where she wants to be at. Where do you want me to be at in your story? Where are you at? Are you in the woods? Are you out of the beach? Are you at your job? Where are you? Where are we at in this moment? And once you get that moment, then you must create the script that she has got to follow. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
So you're just creating the poetry. Like,
yeah.
Physically
yeah,
in mind, and then physically implementing that in the real life scenario.
Right, not only implementing it, what happens when you get in their ear and say, God damn, you know what? I love the way your pussy tastes when I touch it with my tongue. Damn, I love the way that pussy feels when I'm feeling it while you're rubbing her. Damn, I love the smoothness of your skin. This is why I met you in the first place, because I just want to taste you from head to toe. You know, you're talking all that shit in their ear. You see what I'm saying? That's where it comes from, too. Because
yeah.
It's not just writing it. You got to be able to say this shit in her ear. You got to talk that yak. See, it ain't about, That's the surface dweller shit. They don't remember that shit. They remember the shit that you, when you talk that shit in their ear. You see what I'm saying, Colin?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
All
that
right.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So just start writing, and don't write roses are red type shit. Just write. You just start. Okay. Start at the end result. At the end result, she's in the bed. Go backwards, and break down the scenes. What scene? Scene, if you're at scene 10 and she all her naked in the bed, break down scene 9 when you're having sex, scene 8 when you're eating that pussy, scene 7 when you're undressing her, scene 6 when you are bringing her into the bedroom, scene 5 when she's in the living room, scene 4 when she's at the door, scene 3 when you come in asking her over, scene 2 is when you first come. You see what I'm saying? Just write the scenes down and write and describe the scenes that you're bringing up that builds up to your end. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. All right, you have any other questions? You good, brother?
No, I'm good, man.
All right, respect, brother. We'll throw you back in, brother. All right, we're about to wrap this up. Thank you, brother. Good call. Any last question we got, guys, before we wrap this up, guys? Well, we're just saying to you guys out here, it's important. Matter of fact, we're going to be doing it. I'm going to do a show early. I'm going to do a more early show, do a 5, but yeah, we're gonna talk about I forgot what the fuck we're gonna talk about, but we probably do a show tomorrow. So any last questions y'all guys have, I'll take any of y'all last questions. Guys, always remember the graveyard, always remember everybody in there thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Y'all live every day like it's your last. Remember the graveyard, guys. Do not forget the graveyard. Always remember, we're the only ones that tell you about the graveyard. Remember the game and soak up what we're saying, because we want y'all to be better men. Okay. If y'all have any questions, okay, you have any questions, y'all know how to give me, themanmindset@gmail.com, 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 send your name, send your number, and we got you, we'll take care of you, okay? Last round of questions, I'll give you one last minute. If y'all got any questions, let me know, and let me see. Just let me know. All right, let me see. Going through, I guess there's no questions. I just want to make sure if there's any other questions. Checking that out. Any last questions? Let me see here. You want a link to the poetry page. Can y'all send them a link to the poetry page, please? Can y'all send them a link to the poetry page? And gentlemen, the poetry is absolutely free. And I tell all you guys, just take the poetry. All you guys out there, take the poetry. Let me pull up the poetry page. Yeah, pull up the poetry page. And it's not that I'm not there to show off or not. I'm just showing you that I am a bad motherfucker when it comes to poetry. But I will give you the link. I'll send you the link right here. Here's the link to the poetry page. Yeah. Go ahead and soak up the poetry. Again, I write poetry for women and stuff like that, and what y'all guys will learn. Also, let me give y'all some game real quick. Hold on. Do y'all have the poetry page? Can y'all someone link that? Let me get the poetry page. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me see. Refresh. Let me get it for you. Copy link. All right. Let me tell you guys something that most people don't know. Okay. Thank you, Cody. Cody got it for me. God damn it. All right. That's the poetry page right there. But what I'm saying is that this is something that y'all guys don't even understand. You can create a woman fan club that want to just fuck you off your poetry. Dog, do you know how many women want to fuck me off the poetry? And I'm not saying you guys do it to get pussy off the poetry, but I'm just saying I got a fan club. I have a fan club of women that cream over the poetry. They love that shit. So what I'm saying is, and I'm not telling you to become a poet to have a fan club. I'm just saying that's just another way, because a lot of women do not hear mental and sexual stimulation through the poetry. And you just go to the poetry and listen to it. Just check it out. Soak it up. Listen to the lyrics. Break it down the way you want to, but begin the process. Because once you can start doing poetry and you get a fan club, man, that's another layer of pussy that you have, all right? So I just want to let y'all guys know. But remember, poetry is sexual, mental, sexual stimulation. And until y'all can get to that point, you're never going to get the woman to push beyond that point, okay, gentlemen? Guys, just make sure y'all subscribe to the show, man. We appreciate everybody here. We're going to wrap everything up, but I think I'm going to do a show tomorrow. So we'll probably kick off a show tomorrow like we always do for Friday. But if y'all need me, y'all know where to get at me, themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. Make sure you email me, leave your name, and leave a number if you're ready to learn game. Other than that, we got you guys covered. We appreciate all you out here, okay? Get at me, man. Y'all did good. Y'all know y'all are good, man. Y'all are good to go. We going to get this. We're going to get y'all right, man. We're going to get y'all right. We're going to do this shit together. All right, guys. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset, man. I'm going to see y'all tomorrow. We're going to do a show tomorrow. I don't know if we're going to do it in the afternoon or maybe around 6, but we will kick off a show tomorrow. I figure what we'll talk about, but we'll chop it up, all right? And we will definitely go from there, okay, man? I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset, man. Fuck with your boy, man. Peace.
Just like that, Man Mindset. Man Mindset. Just like that, Man Mindset. Man Mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the Dean has told ya. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women.
Wait. What's our likes? What do we have on our likes? What's our like total? Shit, I'm sorry. What is our like total? Can we get the like total? Did we break the record? Did we break the record? What's the like total? What's our like total, FOA? I'm sorry, I forgot to ask you that shit. What is our like total? Somebody, what's our like total? What we got for our likes? We got 292? So y'all bitches broke the record? 292? All right, well, fuck. Y'all got the record again. Fuck, all right. All right, 295. All right. Y'all got the record. Okay. So, God damn it. I'm sorry. I didn't even ask. Thank you. Hey, Vic, thank you for telling me. Let me write down the record. Oh, shit. I got to write the record down. All right, that's it. We're stopping at 296. 296 likes. Y'all got the record. I'll have that tomorrow. We'll change this tomorrow. Y'all motherfucking, Cody, we can't do 300. Now they're trying to up it. We got two, we'll keep it at 296, man. We got 296. Y'all broke the record. I will change this tomorrow. I promise you. We stop at 296. See, they being dicks now. Now they being dicks. No, I'm not going to do deal too. We got 292 likes. 302. I appreciate the rest of y'all, but we're going to keep it at 292. So y'all broke the record, okay? Goddamn. The record held up for one fucking day. Goddamn it. Good job, man. I gotta get back and leave the show, but we'll change it to 292, man. Fuck with you, man. Man.
Just like that, Man Mindset. Just like that, Man Mindset. Have a good night. The show is over. Take notes and use what the Dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up. Gotta keep on rising. Till you the best. Got the touch like Midas. Now you got style. You got all the women flocking. So many options. Now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in. Ay, just like that. Man Mindset. Gotta come back again. Ay, just like that. Man Mindset. Email themanmindset@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.
before that, you actually want to be a student, you do it the right way versus just grabbing a bunch of stuff. You know what I mean?
So that's why, because one thing I want to do, I'd like to, I'm all about customer service, number one. I want to make sure that you get the most out of your money. You know? So Yeah, no doubt. I don't want you to see a lot of people grab what they think they need, but we gotta build you a foundation. And the foundation is what we call your square, meaning that before we get into all the sex stuff, which we'll get and send you and stuff, we gotta get the basics done. You know, the mindset of confidence, the mindset of standing on your square and all that other stuff. Does that make any sense? Okay, so let's, okay, so you're sending, what is it? Let me see, you're sending, what is it, 12? How much are you sending? How much, because.
It was like 1265.
All right, well, write that down. Okay, write 1265. Get a piece of paper.
Okay.
Write down 1265, because I'm going to show you what we're going to get you, the pathway, and what we're going to add and what you're going to get for what you're getting, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll add a little bit something extra with that shit. Are you near your computer?
So the craziest part, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. I fucking just spilled like a whole cup of tea on my laptop.
Okay, so you're not near a computer at all then, huh?
Nah, man.
Okay. All right, it's cool. All right, so. No, it's cool. So, all right, so what we'll do is. Well, how can I do this? I want you to hear something. I want you to hear the end result because I want you to hear what the end game is like. Damn.
Okay.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you something real quick. And I'm going to put, you said you got, what did you say, 1268?
Yeah, 1265.
Okay, 1265. Okay, I got 1265. Okay, so I'm going to do 1265. All right. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you something right now because before you fuck with me, I want to show you what you fucking with. You know what I mean? Because I'm all about being about it, not just talking about that shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So what I'm going to do, are you from Maryland too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm from. Yeah. I'm DMV, baby. I'm from the DMV. Shit, Nick, yeah. So. Yeah, so I'm DMV like a motherfucker. So hold on. Let me see here. Give me a second. I'm going to grab your number. I'm going to show you. I'm going to send you something. Give me a second. Let me do this shit. I'm going to send you something. I want you to download and listen to 10 minutes of it, okay? And then when you listen to it, I'm going to call you back, and then I'll have everything together for you. But I want you to listen to this because I want you to see what it's like. You know what I mean? Because a lot of motherfuckers you know, they talk a bunch of shit, but they don't back that shit up. So I want to show you what the end game looks like. Let me see. Where's your email? Your email. You hit me on Gmail, right? Let me see. Okay, yeah, I got your Gmail. Okay, hold on a second. 2 seconds. Reply back to you. Grab your copy, your email. All right, I'm about to send you something right now. And I just listen to 10 minutes of it. I'm going to go to WeTransfer. So I'm going to send you a WeTransfer of it. What I want you to do is I want you to listen to this shit. It's going to be 10 minutes, and I'm going to call you in 10 minutes, and then we'll finish our call, and I'll have everything ready to go for you, and I'll send you the package and all the other stuff and tell you what it is. And once you agree, I'll send all the stuff over to you. But I want you to see this shit because I want to show you what you're fucking with, man. We ain't like you. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I can already tell.
Nah, you think you know. Watch this shit. Watch this shit. Hold on. You think you know my name. Hold on. I hit transfer. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on 2 seconds. Okay. So give me seconds. At 50, 28, 38, 47, 50, 59, 68, 71. Okay. What I want you to do is 100%. Okay. Can you check your phone? Can you check your phone and see if you got it? It should be a WeTransfer. You got it? Okay. Refresh and see if you got it. It's a WeTransfer. All right, what I want you to do, I want you to download that, and listen to it on your phone. And I'm going to call you in 10 minutes, and then we're going to finish this up, okay? But this is, I'm showing you what it's like. And this, what you're going to hear is in 2 days. 2 days. Okay?
All right,
so go ahead and soak that shit up. I'm going to call you in about 10 minutes, my nigga, okay?
All right, that's a bet.
All right, that's a bet, man. 100, brother. All right. Yes. I just want to know if you're still eating your Brontosaurus burger, nigga. No. You just be careful when you drive home because I don't want nothing happening to your fingers. And I promise you, I'm going to fuck you up with the Jags.
I'll call you when I'm on my way back.
Yeah, like yesterday, I'll be waiting, sir.
All right.
All right, brother.
I hope you're finding us. There are dinners in the freezer. Just eat them up. But don't forget to take out the The phone service isn't very good up here, but if you get this, call me and check in. I miss you. Bye-bye. Take your call? Hey, is there someone else here? Nope. What's that? I thought I heard something back there. Eh, old house. So I like to say it's ghosts, but it's not. Or is it? Oh, Hannah was just telling us about how she worked on a fishing boat. You will not catch me doing that. Hey, well, please go make us another round of drinks. There's more rounds. Maybe there were things about her that made her less sweet. Wow. I didn't get any of charity, Katie. I worked my ass off. But I guess I'm always going to have some people in my life, people that I thought were my friends, wondering if I even earned it at all. Excuse
me. Brepa. Hey, it's Jim.
Yeah, I know who you are. What's going on? Are you busy right now? No. It's amazing. I feel this huge weight off of my shoulders, and it's not just
the
tuition money.
Where they charge you money?
Yeah. But only
$700,000. Oh. I'm happy for you. Couldn't be anything walking away.
You're okay spending it with me?
Hey there. Did you?
Yes, sir. Mr. Golan?
Oh, just Bill, please.
Denise.
Nice to know you. Now come on in. Excuse the mess. Got some small loans waiting to go out. Thought about hiring a secretary, but I can't justify the expense. So, I was told you had something that belonged to Bill Sr. Get out of town. This is my dad's lucky charm. I thought it was lost.
Someone at the retirement home had it.
I never thought I'd see this again. I guess it was lucky after all. Thank you.
What is it?
Topic of much debate in the Dunlap home over the years. It's strange looking dude, isn't it?
I was hoping you could tell us where your dad got it.
Thing is, my dad might have been a long-haul trucker, but he was even longer-haul bullshit. And this was his signature yarn.
I'd like to hear it. Story went, he picked up a dispatch here in town. But the guy was a little on the run or something. Sure enough, a few hours into the trip, my dad realized that there was someone trailing them in the van. But my dad knew all the back roads, so
they got away, right?
Yeah, of course, but it is where the story gets a little out there. Dad said that after they lost sight of the van, the hitchhiker reached into his glove box, pulled out my dad's hunting knife. He thought he was going to stab him or something. But instead, he cut this thing out of his ankle, banged it on the dash a few times, and gave it to him as a memento.
Where'd you sleep?
Is that all you have to say?
I don't know what to say. Except that I'm sorry. I was wrong. It was a mistake.
A mistake? Leaving the milk out is a mistake. Missing a button on your shirt is a mistake. This was... We were standing right here. We were cleaning up after your bridge club. I told you Marcy Delmore was cheating again. I asked you if you were ever going to call her out on it. And you said no need because she never wins anyway. And then the phone call that no parent should ever get. And I made myself be strong for you. Let you grieve the way you want, the way you need. And I always believed that was the right thing to do. But you were gonna leave me here all alone to go through that all over again.
I was selfish. I am selfish.
Yeah. Okay, so who did all the talking in that video, in the audio?
Hey, bro, that shit was crazy. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, she was real loud, like, fucking mad, like she was going to war trying to convince me. You just saying like, nah, look, you know what I'm saying? You already got some. Like, I ain't heard them shit like that.
No, but I'm saying, but see, what I'm going to show you is result. I'm trying to show them the real deal. Right, but as I'm showing you, this is what you're going to be learning, because it's not about me fucking. It's about them wanting to fuck me. That's what I'm trying to show you.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie. This is exactly like, man, this is exactly the mindset like I've been trying to be on too. Because it's like, I peep that, like, you know what I'm saying? It's always men chasing women and shit like that. This is so backwards, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mindset,
yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's why I was really resonating. Like, bro, be the king, but we gotta take that power and shit. So.
All right, so get your pen out, right? 1265.
That's
and then we're gonna subtract. I'm gonna show you everything you get, and I'll break everything down. Okay. All right, Ray. Okay. First thing we're gonna get you is okay. These are gonna be all. I'll tell you audios and videos, and these are gonna be over. Like the audios are gonna be over 5 hour long, and it's gonna be a lot of shit. You'll be getting a lot of shit, but I'm just gonna break down everything. Okay. First thing we're going to do is work on a foundation. So first thing we're going to do is go fucking man attitude. That's 150, okay?
Okay.
All right, so that's 150. So I got 1115 so far. Am I correct so far with you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just doing this to track. We're doing it again. I'm going to show you what you're going to get, then I'm going to add on to it. So we're just going to go there, okay? So the fucking man attitude is for confidence, okay? Then we got to go man mindset you for beginners, okay? We'll call it MU. Just put MU.
Okay.
It's 10 hours at $40 each, so that's $400.
Okay.
All right, let's do this attraction. Don't worry, I'm going to hook you up. So I'm just doing all the math right now. Let me see if I do it right. That should be a 5. Okay, next we're going to do alpha code for standard. Okay, Albert, just write alpha code. That's 150. Okay, so minus that, it's a 5. That's 6. So it's 560 so far, right? 565, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll go conversation class 1.
Okay.
That's 150.
Okay. All
right, so I'm just doing the math. I'm just showing you what we're going to get. Okay, it's a 5, 1. Okay, yeah, 415. Then, okay, now what you have is your foundation, okay? So then we're going to build on your foundation, okay? But now we'll go towards the sex and some other stuff, okay? And this is where you're going to get your deals. So now we're going to do the sex stuff, okay? So next we're going to do, all right, so we're going to, okay, let me see how we'll do this. All right, so we're going to go kissing 101. No, this is the full version of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the full version. This is a whole hour of it. It's a full version.
Okay.
But if you got that, you don't want that, that's fine. You go to fucking 101 back. You want to keep the no kissing 101?
So with the foundation stuff, so like I'm not knowing, so like peripheral, I'm trying to figure out how to put this. So like a lot of this shit, like, I mean, I don't understand. I don't know your conversation class or anything like that. I've had my fair share of like, okay, let me just put it to you like this, bro, because we've been talking straight this whole time. Like, I don't got no trouble getting bitches or, like, my mouthpiece and, like, talking to these hoes. Like, that shit, like, I don't really have, like, trouble with that. My thing is more so not even fucking these bitches. It's just getting these bitches, like, some, like, dumb, confused afterwards. Like, you know what I'm saying? At the point, they just, like, coming back. Similar to the call that you have. Like, I've had some shit like that happen, but, like, rare, like where a woman's like,
right. Well, see, what I'm saying is all this stuff that you have right now is part of why that is. See, there's a level of confidence that you've got to have to be able to talk to them this way. And so this is why all this plays a part in what you saw later on, because this is your foundation of everything you are. That's going to connect. Everything connects. So it's not just talking to them. It's having another level of confidence where you have super fucking arrogance. Where it's about you fucking me. I'm not here to fuck you. You gonna fuck me type attitude. But all this comes with this.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? But don't worry. I'm gonna give you sex stuff because we gotta work on your fucking game too. Because the way you fuck is not the way you should be fucking. I'm gonna show you gigolo fucking. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Eating pussy like a gigolo, hooking her in. Okay. That's what I'm about to add on to this. Okay.
Okay.
So what we're gonna add on, we're gonna go dirty talk, $300.
Okay.
Let's put dirty talk $300. Okay, and that leaves you at $115. And then we'll go over now. Now we're gonna go master the bedroom.
Okay.
That's giving her the drug of you. That's $120. So now you're in the green right now. So everything else is plus, okay? Then we're going to give you fucking 101 back. Fucking 101 back at $99. And then we're going to give you 5 play. That's eating pussy. At $200. Okay? So you're already over. So right now, you're about 200. You're about 300 over. You're 3 plus right now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're over the thing at this point. And then I'm going to throw one more thing in there, and that's going to be flirt to fuck 1 through 9. Okay? And flirt to fuck 1 through 9 is 9 modules at $40. That's $360. So look, okay, so for your $1,265, you're going to get a plus 3 and 2 is as 5. That's 6. So about 6, let's say about 6. Well, yeah, wait, let's see, 115 minus 120. So that's, yeah, so we're talking about $604 plus. So you're getting the foundation with the fucking man attitude, man mindset, you standing on your alpha code, conversation class 1. All that's going to tie into this. Then you'll get the dirty talk, master the bedroom, fucking 101 back, 5 play, and flirt the fuck at 360. So you're plus 6, you'll be at plus 610 or 605. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Cool. Another one really caught my eye too was the Texan toolkit.
Well, that's 300. So if you want the Texan toolkit, I can take out man mindset you and put that in there if you want that.
Okay. What can you break down the big differences between the two?
The Texan toolkit is a toolkit that connects. So remember, the toolkit connects to fucking man attitude, man mindset, you, alpha code, and conversation class 1. Everything connects. So the Texture toolkit is ways and things that you learn on how to texture. So if you want, I can take out dirty talk and put in Texture toolkit if you want.
Shit, I'm trying to do. I'm not even. Nah, so, okay, the fucking man attitude, because I didn't even see that done on the store.
Well, because that's why it's not in the store, because I always like to talk to people and give them a hidden product.
That makes sense. Okay.
If you want to take out fucking man attitude and alpha code, if you want to take those out, we can get you Texas toolkit, because that'll give you a 300.
I might just have to get the Texan toolkit on later than...
All right, well, just, yeah, get that later, because you're getting a bunch of shit. So you got a lot of work to do. So when you get ready, you can always get that later on, big guy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Wait, so can you go through everything again like this?
You're getting a fucking man attitude, man mindset you, alpha code, conversation class 1, dirty talk, master the bedroom, fucking 101, 5 playing, flirt to fuck. And that's going to put you over, you'll get a plus 605 maybe. So for your $1,265, you're going to get a total. So it'll be like $1,800, $1,900 worth of stuff.
Okay.
All right. So go to supportmanhood.com. Supportmanhood.com.
All right.
And then you pay your $1,265 and put your email address in there. And then once you pay your $265, I'm going to send all this to you. So your flirt to fuck, five play, and fucking 101 is all going to be video. Those are going to be video downloads. And I'm going to send you everything else going to be audio. So you just like your WeTransfer, you'll get everything through WeTransfer.
Okay.
Okay. So just go to Support Manhood, supportmanhood.com, and then pay your $12.65, and then we'll send that over, okay? So you're going to do this today?
Yeah, I'm on this thing right now,
bro. All right, well, go do it now, and I'll set it up and send it out to you. Make sure you get it as you're on the phone.
All right, that's a bet. Is there anything for, okay, just a question to move forward to, like,
sure,
the next level of this, like,
this is your, but you're just scratching the surface. This is just still, you're still on the surface. There's more. You're just scratching the surface on this, dog.
Shit.
Yeah, this is just the beginning. Yeah, this is only beginning. There's a lot more shit you gotta learn.
Oh shit! Damn. Oh man. Yo, I really want to get this fucking Texan job.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, yeah, this is about being a man. What decision you want off? You want the, I can take off. Which one you want me to take off to give that to you? So you want the fucking man attitude and the albacore off to get it?
The fucking man attitude is real loud. It's the arrogant, like, you know.
You need that. You need that. Okay. What, the thing, this is what I'm trying to explain to you. The thing I'm giving you first is, all right, think about a house. Okay. And right now we got to pull down the sheetrock and we've got to rewire, get all the bad plumbing, the wiring, the mold, the asbestos out before we can build the house. So once we clean up all the bad wiring, that's what this stuff does. Then you have your foundation. So then we can build your new kitchen, new bedroom. You see what I'm saying? We're building on your house. So all these other stuff are just different rooms of a brand new house. But you need these for a solid foundation, because that, if you want to be able to talk that shit, you can't fake. See, you have, okay, what you have is what's called as confidence, okay? But what I'm going to teach you is sexual confidence, two different total things. It's another level. But what you'll learn through these is there are things you don't know, there are things you do know, then there are things you don't even know that you don't even know. That's how deep the game is. So you've got to learn these, because these connect to everything at the bottom that I'm telling you connects to the top, but you can't see it yet until you become the student. So then after that, we got to work on your bid. We got to see how you talk to women. We got to take a 30-minute class to work on your bid. And I'll throw that in for free if you want to do that. We got to work on your bid, because we got to see how you talk to women, because how you start and finish has got to be the same. So we got to sit down, take 30 minutes, and we got to see what you say first. And then we got to work on your bid so you can be clear, concise, and impactful. That's going to connect all this other shit.
Got you.
But yeah, what's up?
No, I'm saying that's the best. That makes
sense. Yeah, so we got to do all that. Yeah, so see, a lot of guys say they think y'all think I'm going to do stuff. Yes. But not at the level that we're doing stuff. The shit you doing, we on a higher level. I'm not trying to fuck you. You're going to fuck me level. This ain't, anybody can talk and get pussy, but nobody can talk and make that pussy come to them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That phone call was about the fucking man attitude, the man mindset, you albacore in conversation, because what did she say? You know, when you call, you make my pussy wet. You know what I mean? Which you do. See, that's that level of thinking. But remember, you don't know what you don't know. And as a student of the game, you got to – wait, how long have you been listening to me for?
Shit, man. Like a week.
Okay. Do you have your puzzle pieces?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got – yeah, you go, okay, you're doing right. So, yeah, so – let me know when you send that, or if you sent it, and then we get everything together. Okay. So let me get all this stuff together. So let's go over before, because we'll block out a time to do that. How do you tell me how you talk to women? I'm setting everything up, but tell me how you talk to women.
So So, I mean, on first, like, so my lingo, it depends on the kind of woman I'm talking to.
Okay, stop right there. Why do you lose? Why is that bad?
Well, I'm changing myself.
Yeah, so what you're doing, what you're saying is that the woman is more special than you. Because you have to adjust what you say for the bitch. You see what I'm saying? And that's where you're going wrong. Because, when I'm teaching you is to be, have you heard, listen to my shows, I'm teaching you to be the letter A or the number one. And what is the letter A and number one? The letter A will always be A before we were brought in this world. While we're in this world and after we leave, that fucking letter never changes. The first letter of the alphabet, am I correct?
That's a fact.
Does it change for anybody? No. And guess what? It doesn't have to learn us. We have to what? Learn it, right?
Yeah.
So in order for you to be the letter A, see, that's what I'm saying. See, that's why we gotta, matter of fact, look, I'm going to send you a thing. We'll start work. While I'm seeing this, let's work on your beard right now. Is that cool? Can we do that real quick? All right, let me send this over to you. We're going to send you your beard. I'm going to send you the beard over. Now, understand with this beard that even though it's a script right now, we're going to tailor make it to you later on. So I want you to know that. You got to understand. But I'm going to show you why we say what we say. And then we're going to go over it, and then I'm going to show you how to tailor make it to you, okay?
Okay.
So it's going to get deep. It's going to get hard, but I'm going to show you how deep the game is. You want to see how deep it is? I'm about to show you how deep it is. All right, so go get your bid. Go over. Yeah, I just sent it to you. I'm getting everything else together before we get all your other stuff. Here, so. Let me know when you got it. Okay, I want you to look at it, okay? I'm going to break it down to you. All right, ready?
Yeah.
All right, first thing we're going to say is excuse me, okay? Because excuse me doesn't have any race, political affiliation, or anything. Second thing we're going to say, module one, I don't mean to be rude. I don't mean to be rude. I don't mean to hold you up. The reason why we're saying that is because all day she's running the what? Rude motherfuckers that's wasting her time.
Yeah.
Next thing we're going to say is we see you're busy doing, and then we're going to describe the action. I see you're busy walking. I see you're busy in line. I see you're busy whatever she's doing, okay? We're recognizing that she's got shit to do, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Then we're going to say my name is, and then we're going to get her name. Is there any questions about that?
Nah.
All right, next line is once we get her name, then we're going to say, like I said before, I don't make too much of your time. The reason why I'm coming over here is because you caught my eye, and when I saw you, I said to myself, this is the kind of woman I would love to get to know in a more intimate way. Any questions about that? All right, I'm going to go over this. I'm going to show you. It's going to get difficult later on. Then you're going to say, take my number, call me. I'd like to take you out sometime. Now, at this point, she might say, I don't take numbers. Then at that point, you say, take my number. Then after you exchange that, let me get your number, excuse me. Then after that, it was nice meeting you. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Any questions about that? Last but not least, 3A. A lot of women want to fuck, okay? But they got to make sure they separate the guys that want relationships from the guys that just want to fuck. So what we do is go for two no's. So if a woman ever says, I got a boyfriend, I'm seeing somebody, something like that, all we're going to say is take my number anyway, call me, the next time you want to laugh, smile, or blush. If she takes the number, you go back to number 3, it was nice meeting you, look forward to hearing from you soon. If she says no twice, you leave her alone. Any questions?
Nah.
All right, we're going to go over this in a second. So you're saying all this no, it's about to get harder. Now I'm going to show you. Okay, now, to ask you about intimacy. This is what you mean by intimacy, because I'm trying to get it towards sex. She's going to think intimacy is sex. This is what we're going to say. Even though I'm sexually attracted to you, sex isn't everything to a man like me. Intimacy can be a wide range of things. It can be a smile, laugh, or blush. My problem is I run into beautiful women all the time with no substance. Why I say it to you is because I'm trying to see if your character matches your looks. All right, is there any questions about that? All right, so now go get a piece of paper. Get a piece of paper. All right, now shit's going to get hard. Because now we're going about to tailor make this to you. All right, but it's going to get hard. Shit's about to hit the hard road, okay?
Yeah.
You got a piece of paper?
One second.
All right, take your time. Get your paper out because we're about to break this shit down. It's about to get much more difficult.
All right, that's a good. All right, got it.
All right, got the piece of paper. Okay, in the middle of the paper, what I want you to do is draw a circle and put a one in there.
Okay.
Let me know when you're done. Okay, below that, put a circle in the two.
Okay, circle in the two.
Below that, circle in the three.
Circle in the three.
Below that, a circle in your name.
Okay.
All right, you got that done?
Yeah.
All right, to the right-hand side, what I want you to do is draw three lines on the right-hand side. Draw a line and curve it around from your name and touch number one. Draw a line from your name, touch number two. Draw a line for your name and touch number three. Let me know when you're done.
All right, I'm done.
Okay, left-hand side. I want you to draw a line with an arrow and point that arrow on the left-hand side between circle one and circle two.
Okay.
And then one line to left-hand side between circle two and circle three.
Okay.
And then what I want you to write on the left-hand side is smile, laugh, blush.
Write it on the left-hand side.
Smile, laugh, blush. Anywhere on the left-hand side.
Okay.
All right, you know what this is? This is going to be how you talk to every fucking woman for the rest of your life. This is going to be your blueprint. I'm about to break it down, but it's going to get difficult in a second, okay? All right, the right-hand side is module one, module two, and module three that we're about to go over, okay?
Okay.
Now, this is where everything hits the road. This is where it's going to get hard as fuck. But it's also where you're going to tailor-make the game to you, okay? You ready? Now, the two lines, those two arrows are going to represent at any moment a woman can make a statement or ask you a question. And you have got to stop what you're saying on the right-hand side in your bid. You're going to have to go to the left-hand side and answer that question by making her smile or making her blush or making her laugh. Then you got to go back to your bid. Yeah, I told you about to hit the road, okay? It's the guy we did, all right? So do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go from the top. She's at Starbucks, okay? Now, you're going to fuck up, but it's okay. You're going to fuck it up. But I want to show you how deep game is versus you trying to fit into her mold or narrative. This is about you creating your letter A right here, okay? Because you're going to say the same shit to every fucking woman out there. Once you get this down. All right, so let's take it from the top. Take it from the top. When you fuck up, we'll start over. Go from the top. Go. Stop right there. Slow down. Now you got to take a second. Give her a chance to say something. Between everything, give her a second. Start from the top. Go. All
right, cool. Excuse me.
Yes, can I help you?
I don't mean to be rude, and I don't mean to hold you
up. No, you're not holding me up in the Starbucks after a long day of work getting my coffee on. No, stop. Stop. She just made a statement. What are you saying? Come on, what are you saying? You're in the moment. Remember, you're in real time. You only got 2 seconds to respond. She's in line at Starbucks getting her coffee on. What are you saying?
I see you getting your coffee.
Now, is that making her smile, laugh, or blush?
Fuck no.
No, do it again. 2 seconds. I'm in line getting my coffee on after a long day of work. What are you saying? No, stop. No, stop right there. No us. We don't go again. Start again. No, remember, it's okay because what I'm showing you is that when you have game, this is going to connect to everything you're getting right now because you have got to be able to make the adjustments in real time to reply back to them to make them smile, laugh, or blush. So she's in line getting her drink on at Starbucks. What are you saying?
I got to go.
Excuse me? come on. This ain't a joke. This got to be, come on, get your game face on. Right. In line at Starbucks. She says I'm in line. Get my coffee on after a long day of work. What are you saying? Nope, stop right there. Nope, stop. You lost again. You don't say, we just say it. Come on. Can't think.
Right,
come on. Remember, making her smile is using the environment to talk and make her smile. Making her blush is complimenting her. Making her laugh is a joke. So she's in line, long day at work, getting her Starbucks on because she's, you know, need her caffeine fix. What are you saying?
You
stop. You said again. Start again.
in line, Starbucks, get my coffee on a long day at work. What are we saying?
Look good.
Stop that. Is that supposed, what we're supposed to do?
Nah.
Okay, start again. In line, Starbucks, try to get my coffee on. What are we doing? What are you saying? 2 seconds, lost again. Remember, you're in real time. So if you don't say nothing in 2 seconds, you're going to look weird and creepy. See, this is, see, look, here's the thing. I don't want to knock you and you saying you know what you're saying when you say to women, but I'm showing you that you need to learn game here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let's go again. She's in line at Starbucks trying to get a coffee on. What are you saying? Come on. Start again. Start again. 2 seconds up. Start again. In line. Starbucks. Trying to get my coffee on. What are you saying?
That coffee looks nasty.
Why would you say that? That's not, come on, in line, Starbucks, get my coffee on. What do you say? Keep going, come on.
Coffee almost looks as good as you.
Okay, why didn't you go back over to what you was finishing? You got to start over from the top. Come on, no, it's okay. Listen, it's okay. Don't get frustrated, but I'm just showing you, when you say your problem isn't talking to women, I'm showing you why your problem is talking to women. Because if you cannot reply back to them when they make a statement or a question, then you are fucking up, big guy. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let's go again. Start from the top. Go. Dude. Sorry, I have a boyfriend.
Oh, I mean, Nope.
What do you say? It's look at your screen. Nope. What do you say? She said, I got a boyfriend. What are you saying? Nope. She said, I got a boyfriend. What does that represent?
Oh, shit.
When she says, I got a boyfriend, what do we do?
That's a no.
So what do we say?
Get my number.
There you go. Right. Let me tell you why. Let's say you were in the mall, walking down the mall, and I'm in the middle trying to sell your phone. I'm like, hey, what's up, dog? You're like, nah, dude, I'm good. I got a phone. And I'm like, hey, I don't mean to be rude. I mean, you're like, dude, leave me the fuck alone. I told you I got a phone, right? Right? So when she says that, 1, 2, and 3 are null and void. You see what I'm saying? Right? Right. See what I'm showing you? See, let me show, wait. Let me show you what game is. What comes after 77?
78.
What comes after 284?
185.
What comes after 963?
964.
Now, why do you say that? Because you know your numbers, and that's your core foundation. So once you learn this, this is going to be like your numbers, big dog. You see what I'm saying? So you're going to fuck up now, but what I'm trying to show you is, listen, I know you think you are talking to women, you can talk to women, but your problem is you're not talking to every woman the same. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. You really broke that shit down quick.
Right. And then on top of that, we got to also work on sound checks. We got a sound check. We got to get you to sound check a jazz club, ice cream, cocoa, coffee, and your legs spread your ass cheeks. We got to show you how to sound check. You already know about that, right?
Yeah.
You got to get you to work on your wide above the bed, your fucking lights. You see what I'm saying? We got a lot of work to do. You know what I mean? Because you're like, is there levels to this? I'm showing you. We got a lot of work to do.
Right.
Okay, so let's go over the top. Go over the top. Let's start again. Go. All
right, excuse me.
Yes, can I help you?
Stop.
Was there in there?
It was.
No, is there the word written in that script?
Oh, no, it's not.
Then let's start from the top. We don't say Listen. Let me explain to you. It's very important you listen to this. Whenever you say that's telling a woman you're trying to think of something to say. Be careful, you guys. That's why I say just read the script. Yeah, you do your own speed. You're fine. As long as you read it correctly. Start from the top. Go.
Excuse me.
Yes, can I help you?
I don't mean to be rude. I don't mean to hold you up. I see you're busy getting coffee and whatnot.
No, wait. Is there an and would not?
Nah.
Come on. No. We got to start over again. That's what I'm saying, brother. Is what I'm saying. It's the guy that said, you know, I talk to women, but you are not, you're just throwing shit up on the wall. Don't add no whatnots and shit. Because here's the thing. If she's a lawyer, a doctor, and cake the fuck up, then you lose because your vernacular is going to turn her off. That's why we're just keeping it a buck, okay? All right, start again. Start from the top. Yes, can I help you?
I don't mean to be rude. I don't mean to hold you up. I see you getting coffee.
You got to keep reading, brother. Come on.
Oh, shit.
Don't stop. Don't ever stop. Remember, you're real time. She ain't saying that. She's listening. We're real time. Hi, Juwan. I'm Kathy.
Like I said before, I don't want to take too much of your time. The reason why I'm coming over here is because you caught my eye.
Oh, really, Juwan? What caught your eye? One. No, because she's from the side. Okay, just say it's good. Just say your look caught my eye.
Your look. Yeah. All right.
Make it simple, okay? I don't want you to stress out. It's just her eyes. Her look.
I was thinking like that.
Yeah, don't think about her body. Just like, you know, her look caught your eye. All right,
cool. Your look caught my eye. And when I saw you, I said to myself, this is the kind of woman I would love to get to know in a more intimate way. So, take my number.
No, so.
Okay.
But keep going. It's okay. But I'm just trying to show you. It's all right. Keep going. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't take phone numbers from guys.
Take my number anyway.
No. She didn't say no. She just said I don't take phone numbers from guys. So what do you say?
Let me take your number.
Yeah, you go, motherfucker. Yes.
Got you.
Always remember, young man, as my student, you got to remember, every woman is not going to follow the script, but you must be prepared to still lead her through the script. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, so let us go to online. Scroll down a little bit to online, all right?
Okay.
So online is going to be broken up into simply this. It's going to be broken up into online dating and Instagram and Facebook, okay?
Okay.
So when you talk to bitches online, all you're going to say is introduce yourself. And you're going to let that fucking woman know that your photo caught my eye or got your curiosity, which is the truth. And then after reading your dating profile app, that's what caught my attention. And when I saw it, I said, you look like the kind of woman I would love to get to know in a more intimate way. You just follow the rest of the script. See what I'm saying? Same thing. Now, if you're on Facebook or Instagram, same thing. Introduce yourself. Your photo caught my eye. And after reading your Facebook post or your Instagram post, that's what caught my attention. And when I saw that, I said, you were somebody I love you to know in a more intimate way. You see what I'm saying? It goes right back to your script. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So then let's go to your first text message. Now, most of you motherfuckers send the most dumbest text message. I'm going to send something to show her I'm the shit. And what I'm going to do is tell my first text message, go to your text message, the first text you send it. You say, I have a bone to pick with you, LOL. Here I was, minding my own business, doing whatever it was, getting something to eat, getting gas, whatever you were doing, it's your truth, whatever you were doing, right? And then I saw you, which is the truth, right?
Yeah.
And it was at that moment I had to make a decision. Do I continue to do whatever it was you were doing, right? And have you miss out on a man like me, or do I put my bid in? You see what I'm saying? That's nothing but game right there.
Yeah.
She is going to say a statement, and I don't give a fuck what she says, but then we're setting up the date. Now, once we set up the date, what's important here is that if she says, I don't know, I'm not sure, I'll get back to you, then guess what? You go right to the intimacy. See that? You can break it down to intimacy. Because here's the thing. I want a woman who knows what she wants. And you're showing me that you don't. So when you figure out what you want, get back at me. Yeah, I mean, that's the shit they like. Or if she says, you know what, I don't know you well enough to go out with you, you just let her know, cool, I don't mind taking my time as long as we're going what? Towards intimacy. And then that's going to get her to say, well, what do you mean by intimacy? And then you break that down. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what you're seeing is, this is the level of game that goes deeper than what you've been doing, because what you've been doing is on some surface shit. You've been getting things, but you're not clear, concise, and transparent on what you need to be. You see, does that make any sense?
That make a lot of sense.
Right. So again, I don't want you to think what you're saying is wrong. What's wrong is you're tailor-making yourself to the bitch
versus tailor making yourself to the, have the bitch tailor make herself to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see how that shit is, man?
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. But remember, you don't know what you don't know. See, that's part of the game. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. So you going in there talking the way you're talking is okay, but it can be better. Because if we talking to her this way, and then we hitting her the way we hitting her, we going to fuck her ass up because now everything connects. Now she understands why we are so fucking arrogant and why we doing what we're saying and why we moving the way we doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's going to kill her, man. Let me see. You got Alpha Code, Man Mindset, you. Yeah, I'm just getting all your stuff together while I'm talking to you. All right. So your first batch, the first batch you're getting, I mean, I'm about to send that now. I'm going to get the fucking man attitude. All right. First batch is going to be, is that right? Let me hold on and see. Oh, yeah. Alpha Code. Why isn't that great? Let me see. Oh, you ain't got enough. Okay. First batch is going to be 31 files. And then I'm not done yet, so I'm sending that now. Right, shit, okay, let me try again. Come on. I'm trying to transfer this shit. Fuck. I do it over. Fuck. I don't know why it does that shit. Hold on. All right, but yeah, we got to work on sound checks. You know what a sound check is? Okay, a sound check is the places that you're going to be going for the rest of your life, meaning that you don't ask a bitch to go anywhere that you haven't been before. So what we'll do in our next session we'll have is we'll work on your sound checks. That means we got to find, let me give you an example, like a jazz club, all right? A jazz club that has jazz music and they have cheese boards. So you want to always go there because that's your spot. So when you're asking a woman to go out with you, you're asking her to accompany you because that's your fucking place. And that's the place you're going to go with or without the bitch. She's going to go with you cool. If she don't, who gives a fuck? I'm still going to go without you. But see, that's the yak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you're also going to learn how to, let me see, your man mindset, you, conversation, alpha, fucking. All right, so you're also going to learn how to attack through land, sea, and air. You're going to learn how to texting, voice message, and video. That's what we're going to start teaching you as well. Because we're going to get them so fucked up because we want it to be a drug. You see what I'm saying? We want her to play us when we're not around. And that's the game. You know, we're gonna talk to her instead of just text her and shit. So everything you're doing, we're going to get you to unlearn that shit so we can teach you some actual game and shit, brother.
That's about.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So I'm getting other stuff. Is there any questions while I'm getting your other batch together? See, man.
Shit. No questions. Just really like, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is the service you get. No, I tell you, we on some real shit, dog. We ain't on this bitch shit.
Yeah. Nah, I can tell. I be saying, like, on your videos, you don't be going for none of that.
No, I don't have the time because I mean, if you want to learn, I'm here to teach you, but I'm not here to collar your fucking ass, you know what I mean? I'm not here to make you feel good. Fuck your feelings, you know what I mean? Because these bitches are like, fuck your feelings. That's why, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, we got to get you to start writing poetry.
That's crazy because it's like, I'm actually an artist and like, I write music. Like,
okay.
You know?
Next, real quick, next batch is 40 files.
Okay.
So we got your dirty talk, master the bedroom coming, Albacore coming. So everything's coming your way. So one is going to be 1.5 gigs and the other one is going to be 1.8 gigs. So you're going to get 33 and 40. So you're getting 70. Oh, shit. You're getting 73 files coming your way. So you got to download all the bitches and put those motherfuckers on a hard drive or your phone or something because they expire in 7 days. You got to download all that shit.
I also sent you your I sent you your flirt to fucks videos. They're there. I sent you your five playing your fucking 101 back. Okay, I sent you how to log into that. Also, now the audios, you're getting Master of the Bedroom, you get Dirty Talk, Conversation Class 1, Flirt the Fuck, Alpha Code, Man Mindset, you in the fucking man attitude. So you're getting all those. But remember, this is, you're just scratching the surface. So you're good for that. It's a lot of shit, but you scratch the surface. But now, what I want you to do is study this stuff, but also write this down. Go to the Play Store.
Okay.
And download an audio recorder. It's free. And what I want you to do is I want you to record your bids. Because if you record, well, let me tell you why. Because once you record your bids, then we have a coaching session and I can go back and listen to what you said. You see what I'm saying? And that way we help you out in real time to see what you did right versus what you did wrong. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
I told you, dog, we the real deal, man. We want to make sure that you get everything that you need, man. I want to make sure that you a bad motherfucker at the end of the day, bro.
Nah, that's love, for real.
No, man, yeah, I got you. That's what we do in the DMV, dog. Shit, that's how I learn game and shit.
Yeah. Nah, that's what I'm saying. Like, with me being an artist and shit, too, I know that's just going to, like, pay off crazy.
Oh, yeah, always. All day, every day. All day, every day. So... Yeah. So do you have any other questions, brother, before we wrap this up? Because everything's coming your way. You're going to get, real quick, you'll get the first batch. One's coming in 9 minutes, and the other one's coming in 7 minutes. So within 10 minutes, you'll get both of them. You just got to start downloading them, big guy. And if it's not a laptop, go to your friend's house, get an external hard drive, go to your boy's house, go to log in, download the shit, because you got 7 days, okay, like the ring type shit. You got 7 days, though. So download to your phone, however you do it, but you got to download it because the files go away. That's why we keep the guys from stealing shit. So what's up?
I was going to say, that's about, I'm going to make sure I get that shit.
Okay, now, yeah, so whenever you're ready for coaching, let me know. We'll do some coaching sessions, but you got your bid. Also study your bid. This is important because that's going to be you. And the reason why it's not a script, because you're going to tailor make it, because as soon as that bitch makes a statement or as soon as she asks a question, what you're saying is making her smile, laugh, and blush, but you're saying it. Nobody else is saying it. And that's what's going to make it yours. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, brother. And are you texting or talking to any woman right now?
Yeah.
All right. Look, just because you said that, I'm going to do 6 text messages. Print screen the last thing you said to that bitch and what she said, and let me put some flavor and watch what the fuck I say versus what the fuck you say. So you screen print the conversation you had, send it to me, and I'm going to put 1 of 6, and I'm going to tell you what to say, copy it, and send that shit back to her.
All right, that's the best. So I just sent her some 6. She just hit me up asking if I was still up, so I think she's trying to get fucked right now.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, I know, but you still up, but I want to say, let me say some shit to her, dog. We got to marinate the pussy, right? Yeah, I'm your mentor now, so I got to take care of a student. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's a fact, man.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, do that. And like I say, man, look, what I want you to do is practice. You got a kissing 101 move already. Try that shit on her ass and watch what the fuck happens. Oh, yeah, you're about to fuck her ass up. So, yeah, so go ahead and do that. You're good to go. And we will definitely roll from there, my man. Okay, big dog?
Yeah, that's about. How you want me to send you the
print screen and send that bitch. Just screen print, I guess, and just send it in through email. Screen print. Okay, yeah, send that shit. No, I got you. All right,
brother. I appreciate you,
big. All right, respect, brother. Now holler back, big guy. All
right.
All right, peace. I'm still up, motherfucker, waiting.
I know, this will be a minute. I gotta do a couple of little riding around, little premise checks or whatever, because motherfuckers are bringing in the gas stations and shit.
God damn. What'd you say, another hour or so, 2 hours, what'd you say?
Yeah, 2 hours,
you
know, probably another 30 minutes.
Okay, all right. I'm just, hey, I'm still here waiting. I'm waiting to put my foot in your ass, so we good.
Listen, I'm
a retired
Jaguar tonight.
Retired. See if you can retire tonight. You ain't going to retire them motherfuckers. I'm going to bust your ass.
Man, listen, I'm going to lose to the Jaguars tonight.
You're going to lose to the Jaguars. I got your I took the glasses back, dog. Fuck that. I've got the glasses back. Fuck that. Yeah,
we shall see.
Well, you be safe out there, motherfucker, and bring your ass back so I can kill your ass, bitch.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. I'll holler back, man.
You sat right here and you promised me 30 more years. And then
I could have promised you 30 more years, much less years. What did you want?
I just want to be enough for you to want to stay.
Fuck! Oh, man, fuck.